Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Let me make sure I'm not talking to myself. 504-2697, who we got?
What's up, Jamie? It's Allen, man. How you doing?
What's up, Allen? How you making out?
Can't make no noise, man. Can't make no noise. Just tuning in, that's all.
Yeah. Sorry about last week. I was tired of work, man. I ain't get home till about 8 o'clock.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, well, I can tell people. I need some other people I need to get on here. And I can give them information.
Right.
And when I can't make it, somebody else can jump on it and make the show.
Help one another out, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not greedy. I don't have to be the only one on here. I need other people to get on here and talk.
I'll just do it to keep it going. Ain't no wrong with that, brother. I'm just listening in, though, man.
All right, good deal, good deal. We're going to pull up my list of races before we get going. I know we got the Kale and them. Was that Flop? Kale and Flop got a race this weekend at Finish Line Drag Strip, Saturday 17th. So I'm going with my list of races. What's going down here? Let me pull them up right quick. Let's see where they at. Yeah, they had some big money races past weekend.
Man, it's the DA.
You seen it? Man. Dude.
Yeah, almost $200,000.
Yeah, some stimmy checks was lost in that money. Oh, yeah, man, that was a good race, dude. That thing, that they going to do it again. I bet. That was a close race because it looked like your yellow car pulled him, jumped him. Got a little bit of start out the hole, and that was it. He couldn't come around him. Couldn't make it up. Like they say, call the bias, they catch up for french fries.
Oh, bro.
That's it. He pulled him out the gate, and that was it. Could never recover.
That's all it took, man.
That's it. You're right, man. I mean, that is something. Let me try to find my list. Why they had shit? Let's see. Damn it, man. All right. Well, we know we got this weekend. We got Kiel and them. And then let me go here. Let's see what we got. See what I got here. I'm going over this right now. All right, let's see what we got. If I can read it. Well, let me get my glasses, fellas. Hang on a second. I can't read this good. It's getting bad. All right, here we go. All right, killing them grudge race. Grudge mania at the finish line drag strip. And you got the Mika and Bishop Battlefield small tie shootout. And you got, but you know, I'm on the wrong one, fellas. Hang on. Hang on a second. I'm on the wrong one. Let me pull it up. Give me a second here. 17. Here we go. Here we go. Yes. There we go. Here we go. Yeah. Yep. KL and them this weekend. That finish line. Then we got Twin City in Monroe, got a cash days, no prep event. Bobby Cole, Tennessee Madness is in Memphis. You got Sick of This Racing in Holly Springs is bike race. Paid in full cash days at Middle Georgia Motorsports. All right, let's see what else we got here. That's on the 24th, 23rd and 24th. We got, let's see, on May 1st, you got the Grand Hustle Lockdown, that's at Emerald Coast. You got a flashlight shootout at HMP. You got Mississippi versus Louisiana Daily Driver at the Finish Line Dragway. You got the Kings of Grudge at Mooresville. You got Come Get Some. Part 2 Curtis Hart Race at State Capitol Raceway. Cinco de Mayo at XRP. That's all May 8th. On the 23rd, you got Invasion of Evadale. 22nd, I'm sorry, of May. And you got the Sudden Radio Mayhem in Jackson Dragway. That's on the 22nd. And on the 29th, you got BJ and Ferb to pull up. State Capitol Raceway. So that's 2 months right there. We got a bunch of good racing going on. Hang on a second here. 504-3308.
Here we go. That's on. It's on mute.
All right.
All right.
That's right here. And then in June, we got the Racers Revival Party, or whatever, get together at Wizard Race Cars. That's June 12th, Saturday. Grudge Nationals in Darlington, the weekend of the 25th. King of the Grudge in Huntsville, week of the 11th and 12th. That's in June, of course. Then in July. What else we got here in July 10th, 901 Bad Boys, Holly Springs, the J&P Productions, Summer Reloaded. You got Kings of Grudge and Union. That's on the week of the 16th and 17th. The 24th, you got the Invasion of Evadale again. All right, well, that's a rundown. So anybody else know anyone, y'all can just contact me. I'm not going to add them. Yep. What's going to happen? Who all going out there this weekend?
I'm working. Quiet me, bro.
Out here tonight. Huh? You got to work? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said, shoot, you gotta know why you working.
Come on, man.
Oh, 504. Hang on, let me catch this mic. They might have something to say about a race coming. 504-4381. Who we got?
Hey, this the Chicken Man. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man? How you making out, Jerome?
I'm good. I'm good. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on. I'm gonna go on mute. I got a little call out later on, but I'm gonna wait till we get a little greasy later on.
Oh, you got all pressure? Oh shit, man! Listen, it's dead. You can get greasy now. Shit, we go ahead and put it out there. We got 27 callers on here.
I already got kicked out of one group. I don't know if I'm gonna get kicked off the talk show too.
I ain't worried.
I'm on Henry and Snaggle too bad. All that bullshit. They kicked me out of that doggone for no damn reason.
So you want to run June Henry?
Yeah, I want his Snaggle too. I'm going to snatch all the hair off his back.
He might be out there this weekend. You going out there this weekend?
Mm-mm. Can't do it this weekend. Uh-huh. Weekends are bad for me. I want to catch him on a test and tune night during the week when I'm off.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. There you go. Well, they got testing two night. What night you off? Like Monday through Friday?
Well, it depends, man. It changes from week to week. But I'm out here in Gulfport, so anytime.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, he ain't that far from Gulfport. He can kiss your ass at Gulfport on a Wednesday night. Shit.
That's what I'm saying. He can come out this way. Yeah. And you know what? I take a day off and come skin his ass up. since he want to talk sporty to me and shit, and like I'm something sweet out here. I ain't nothing sweet.
Oh shit!
And that's an untested car. I ain't even had a chance to go test the damn car. I line up next to him. I test next to him. I ain't got a problem with
damn.
That.
Damn. So,
but he need to know who he's talking
you
to next
part
time.
You part of Savage Life Racing, aren't you?
Aren't
you part of Savage Life? You part of Savage Life?
Savage Life, Black Hole, all that shit. I represent.
Oh, shit.
And he can bring his.
Bad boy, y'all got a call out, another call out from Savage Life. There you go. God damn.
I'm going to go on mute because I know they ain't going to lock in to do nothing like that. So I'm going to go on mute, wait to see what happens.
All right. They ain't on here yet, so I can look at all the numbers. I got my thing, so I'm letting you know. I don't see their number unless Michael Dillon called. His normal number ain't on here. So he ain't on yet, and June ain't on here. So Michael calling. He might call in about 8 o'clock, like when he pull over or something.
Well, if he ain't yelling, then we know he ain't on here, so.
Normally
he'd be at the top of his
mind,
yell over everybody, talk over everybody, so we know he ain't on here yet.
No, he ain't on. He'll come on in a little bit. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going on mute, man.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on, Jerome. Hold on 1 minute right now. June, your mic open.
Hey, run that shit to Lucas this weekend, and I get on your fucking ass this weekend.
You said you can't. I worked through the week.
Then
we got an issue then. We got a problem.
Well, y'all
don't
meet up eventually.
I work on the weekend.
Wait. Y'all meet up eventually.
I worked through the week.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got a question. Didn't you say your car was down? When last time we talked about this, it all of a sudden mysteriously got up now. Oh, now we silent. Now we ain't got nothing to say about that.
No, he dropped off. Hang on. No, he did drop off. Uh-huh. Jerome, I'm going to go in his defense. I can take your picture. It says June has dropped. It's like Jaquin be dropping and he be saying I can't get him off the show. Give him a call back and hit the one button. No, he did drop off. He did flash pink up at the top. Bright pink. Let me know who fall off the show. So You're probably in a bad area. Y'all are meet. He worked during the week. You worked during the weekend. So, I mean, eventually y'all are going to cross each other path here.
Oh, I'm going to see him. Best believe.
No, yeah, y'all going to see each other at the track. Y'all going to run across each other.
Hey, bro.
There you go.
It's on site. I ain't even worried about it.
There you go.
Hey, I'm going to catch him one day.
We need rivals like that, man.
You know the funny thing about it? I'm going to catch him one day. He can be like, who is you? Like they always do. Who is you? I don't even know who the hell I am. And be talking so much shit to me. But I got him. I got something for him. Best believe. Yeah. Ain't nothing sweet over here. I keep quiet when I ain't got nothing. But I got something there. I got a cake bacon.
Oh, shit.
But I'm like I said, I'm gonna go on mute. I'm gonna let y'all finish this show. I ain't trying to.
No, he'll probably pop. But that's good, man. Look, we're kind of dead. I'm just gonna talk about what could be done to help keep these people a little bit more off the line. You know, help them listen, man. I mean, maybe it's part of us racists to tell our buddies, hey, man, when the people up there ask you to move, and you all up on them lights, you cause us to lose some money.
Yeah.
You bet with me and you stepping by them lights. That's why they ask you not to be that. Because if you trip that light,
yeah,
and I'm staging and red light me, and everybody lost their money. You know, that's the only thing. Some of them just like they don't want to move, like they get so upset. But, man, maybe we just need to. It all comes back. Everybody need to help that. I don't know. Talk to their friends.
Well, that's all about, you know what, though? That's about integrity, though, man. You got to be adult enough in yourself. When somebody tell you something, don't take offense to it. We just trying to get the racing going
and keep
it going.
And then when your people tell you, if you got a group with you, man,
hey man, just back up a second
so that's what needs to happen in the group. Because sometimes the track people get a little upset and they stressed out and you can't holler at somebody and get stupid with it. I don't care how many times you talk to them like that. Yeah, go just look, man. Come on, man, just move that. Because if you go to a level with that person, then they sure enough ain't gonna want to move then. You know, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe it goes with us racers to tell our friends and stuff. Hey, man, look, when you're up there, let's get back a little bit. Listen to the man. Get over here. That way you won't mess nothing up or cause no faults.
Just grab your people. But see, sometimes, man, them track people, the people that working at the track and the promoters, they gotta yell because there's so much talking and whatever else is going on. So you gotta raise your voice.
I've seen
them
sometimes
they
handle people wrong though.
Yeah, but at the same time, if you know your partner, he holding up a razor, he's stepping in the beans.
He need to go get
it. He and Dave hit by the car. Just say, hey man, come here. Let me holler at you for a second. You ain't got to tell him nothing. Let him holler at you. Get him to come to a different side of the track.
Well, educate them, you know, and say, look, man, let's just, we can't be right there because what happened is if you mess around, trip that light, you know, all hell going to really break loose then, you know.
Yeah, because then they're going to say the car stayed, and then the light.
You got to, you know, if you trip that single beam and that double beam, that's 7 seconds, you know. So you can definitely cause some havoc with that. So that's, I think we just need to work on that, you know.
And one more thing, and I'm gonna get off my soapbox. One more thing, bro. We just gotta understand that we all human, so we make mistakes. So if you step in the beam, you know, it's cool, man. If somebody tell you something, understand we all human. We make mistakes.
That's the whole thing. You say, look, man, you didn't know. You know, now you keep.
Yeah, you didn't know.
But
we ain't trying to jump in your shit. We want to make sure there's a fair race and make sure there ain't no issues.
Yeah. The first couple of times, that's right. You keep coming up there, then you just being a fool. You're not listening.
Yeah.
And give everybody a pass the first time. But
Yep.
And then you know everybody likes to be up there. They see it, you know. And I'm not a fan. I like sometime I'll get to the back, but I'm not. I just don't want them coming apart on me.
No. That stuff hits you. It hits you like a bullet.
You seen that dude with one of them dunk races that harmonic balance come off and mess? I wonder what happened to that dude. Remember hit him in his jaw?
Damn.
It's been messy.
That's a bad night. That's a bad night for him.
Well, you up there. Nah, I don't. I hate when I'm, like I said, I'm up there and they start doing the burnout night, guys. Oh, let me move.
Shit, I turn the other way. When I hear burnout, I turn the opposite way from where I hear.
I keep my eye to see if that car coming on. I know I probably can't outrun it, but I'm going to show try.
Oh, yeah, if you're in front of it, yeah. But I'm talking about if you're behind it, man, I turn the other way.
Oh, I turn the other way. We got hit. Man, Steven got hit. I got hit. I had a big old bruise on my belly. One of them rocks come out of there. I tell people all the time, man. You be sitting there and, pow, what the hell? Big old bruise on my stomach.
Shit, it ain't even got to be a rock. It could just be a... It could be a piece of that rubber that come off the track or off of one of them tires and hit you.
The hell out of you. I'm talking, I was in the back almost by the bar it hit me. I was far back. I wasn't up on it. I mean, that sucker come across that. Ooh, ooh.
But that's a, that's a Patrick Mahomes piece of rubber right there.
Mm-hmm. Fastball, Nolan Ryan, fastball.
Indeed.
We just need to help people, help educate some of them newer guys that's coming. Because a lot of them from coming from the street, I guess, and they used to just.
Yeah.
But even BJ don't let them get far out there, though. He stop them. He'll lay down in the street, you know. He don't want them out there. So.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we just need to, like I said before, we just need to educate them and kind of show them this is where everybody need to be at. This is where you could be. Everybody can see the races, you know. There's all kind of good spots at these tracks to watch a racing. I know they all don't like to be in there, but if everybody hung out in the stands, they could bet in that. I mean, you know, I know people want to be on the line. You know, so, but I guess.
Well, I think they won't be where all the action is at.
If everybody stayed in the stand, we was at Orlando. We used to go to the World Street Finals or whatever they call it, World Street Shootout or whatever, back in the early, late to the middle 2000s. And we sit in the stand. They ain't had nobody up there going, cool, man. We had everybody in the stand. We betting dollars here and there the whole day from sun up to sundown, dude. Sitting right there.
Yes, indeed.
Every call come by. I got left lane. I got right lane. You got action the whole time. I see the I guess being intrigued with getting online. You know, they see other people, and granted, you know, everybody else sees, so they say, oh, so-and-so, let me go up there, let me do this. And then they see the money betting and all that. But again, you got the other people that really don't know too much about the track, so they just flock up there and not paying attention. So, you know, and they drinking, you know, throwing cigarettes down, all other trash.
Hey,
it's
a party, bro. It's always a party.
Go up there and kind of keep it like your house. Don't walk in there, you know, keep it. Dust your feet off, you know, try to keep that kind of clean.
Yeah.
You want, especially the call you want running, you betting on him, you want him to make sure you make a good pass. You just need people to talk to him, that's all. And just say, man, let's just try to keep this better. But we can keep everything going good. Like I tell them, move like the sea. When a call comes, just move out the way. When it passes,
just
come
move
back,
out the way.
Watch it race when it move. Just keep moving in and out, just like an ocean, like the waves coming in and beat you. Come in and go out. Everybody do that,
get them
calls can go in and up, and they're nice and smooth.
Get them cars and their crew. Get them cars and their crew. They space. Let them get through that. Let them get to the line.
Well, we can keep the track hot. Keep racing going.
Yep.
Keep the bet.
Keep them going through that.
That's fun. You're right.
Yep.
June, you back on.
But I'm gonna go on mute. I want to hear other people talk. I'm tired of hearing myself talk.
All right. Alright, you listen to
Yeah, hey bro, I ain't got nothing to say. My car ain't ready right now.
Listen. All right, well listen. Y'all go meet. He working on weekends, you work during the week. Eventually y'all gonna be at the track one day. And both of y'all gonna be there. And if I'm there, we're gonna make that happen. y'all cross paths soon enough. That's a good rival, man. Shoot. That's good.
I got my car down right now, man.
Well, that ain't no big. There ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong with that. That ain't that hard to say you can't mess with him. Can't mess with him, your car down. You can't race right now. And even if it was, you want to run weekends. He works weekends. So until y'all can meet, set a date, y'all ain't going to be able to do nothing until y'all cross paths. So It happens. Daniel, your mic open too. But yep.
What up, bro?
None. Same old shit, different day, that's all. That's all it is to it.
You don't know all the races and shit, or what?
Yeah, I went through the races. Got KL and them this weekend. You got got a whole list of them that went down all the way up to July. You know, after then, following weekend, you got Bobby Cole and them race in Memphis. So, yeah, that's the two big ones. And then you got May 1st, Curtis Hart. So that's 3 weekends, really. You know, Curtis Hart, the 8th, mate. That's with that and the one in Shannon Wilkinson in Emerald Coast. So that's a month of racing. So 3 weeks and then out of the next month, that's good. Yep, that's about it.
Getting a little busy.
Yeah, we're getting busy, man. Everybody getting busy. Getting that. Yeah, sir.
It's quiet tonight,
yeah,
huh? What happened?
Yeah, quiet. Well, last week I was out, so people was, you know, I don't know. We were just talking about what we could do to keep people, educate new people coming to the track and crowding up on the line, at least moving when the track officials tell them maybe the races of the group or the people in the group need to educate them and help them. Say, look, man, just come back here. Get out the way for a second.
Did they speak about on what happened at the with the big $186,000 race or something that what the conflict was at the end of the race?
They had no conflict.
I thought they had something happen at the track after the race or something over there.
No, that was something else. That wasn't nothing to do with the race. Nothing to do with that money changing hands.
I know one thing.
Hey, well, Daniel, talk about the little shooting accident.
Yeah, but that didn't have nothing to do with that. That does what nothing to do with the.
Nah.
Somebody
lost their stimulus money, probably. They probably lost their stimulus money.
They brought that from what I saw on Facebook and stuff. They said they had beef before, and it was at the track together, so. But it was just, it wasn't even nothing. So, I mean, it's not saying it wasn't nothing. It was a big deal, but they ain't nothing to do with that, right?
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Right.
I didn't have that.
Well,
I know
one thing. They cut
some people
out
lost
their
stimulus
won,
check.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Well, that's a big group
like
of
this.
People. If you look at both of those cars, they had 20, 30 people with them, you know?
Listen,
so they had, you know, everybody.
Who drove the great man? The reason why I ain't gonna say he would have won, but it probably would have been closer. But whoever was driving the great car, man, he need to wake up because he slept.
No,
bro.
You know
what
he slept. No,
say he went in first and came out last.
Yeah, but he didn't want to go red. Hi, Roger, your mic open.
Jay, that bitch was great. That bitch was, that looked like,
oh, yeah, he slept bad. He went bad, but he was a little too conservative on it. But he.
Did they race the 8 mile? That was the 8 mile race?
Now, that, you ain't actually on the hell of, I know.
He got on there the next day and told him he's ready to run it back for the same bread. On his own.
Then they
listen to me. Hi, Ryan.
They raced before, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bro, listen to me.
Did they race before?
Yeah, they raced down here, Jamie.
Yeah, they raced.
That's
down
what
here.
I thought.
And no problem.
Yeah, I thought that's so they won one last time the silver car was, correct?
He won $30,000 get that.
That's the car he run. Yeah, okay. I thought he'd run that. Okay. All right. Yeah, but shit. Hold on. Somebody's trying to
press
it. Hold on.
The only rock strip. Roxanne Franklin County came with him. Shit.
Yeah, they mobbing up. They
doing
some neighborhood.
You need a money machine out there to count all that money. It took them 2-3 hours to count all that shit. Make sure it was right. I wouldn't have had no part touching that money.
No.
That's too much money. Hang on a second. 504-5178. Who we got?
That's Big Red, man.
What's up, Big Red?
I ain't making too much enough. That dude, Drake, whatever his damn name is, he raced Buzzy at the track. He got around Buzzy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and then the other car had raced.
Pac-Man and Drake, they raced that one for Mika race. For like
four.
They
trying to get him to...
Okay.
Trying to get him to run Casper.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the one Casper dry hopped his ass back to Mississippi.
Yeah. Made him think about it.
Shit, he wasn't going to race that car that night.
Hmm.
The great car run, but that fucking yellow car, he put a motor in that bitch. Long.
What?
Hey, bro, it was over when
I
left, bro.
I think he did left again. I think it would have been a good race. I think that would have
been
a good race. I think.
Yeah, I'm with you, James.
I mean, it still was, it looked like a good race at top end. So.
Shit, he had a car and a half, boy.
Hey, but see, when you let the people in the lane and tell you, man, you fucked up, you slept. It's going to be even worse if you go out there over anxious and then you red light again for the bread.
That's what I say. That money lost, then you can't come around.
Yeah, look, we're going to run for $500 next time. Fuck that.
Yeah, get that little red light out of the system right quick.
Hey, the boy, give it to Pat. He cut a light, bro. He had to be in the low 20.
He
treated
the shit out of
He treated the shit out of that mama. That looked like work. I'm telling you, it looked like my race Travis. He was sitting there in his green. He took off. I said, damn. I said, uh-oh, it's over with now.
Yeah, he
put the fucking
he left it all
on
the table on that one.
Yeah. Hey, Bubba, when y'all know how it is. When you're racing for that kind of money, like when I raced D&D, probably the biggest pot I ever raced for. You can't be, you got to sit in the car. I don't think I talk to nobody.
Yeah, you don't talk to nobody.
45 minutes. You got to get in your zone, dog. You got to get in your zone. And just do your shit. You'll be all right.
Catch these mics right quick. 504-5533. Who we got?
What up, fellas? This Sean. Just listening, man.
All right, Sean. What's up?
Same old same.
You still making them engine noises?
Man, I'm making more of the engine noises. Fucking hell, got hit by lightning over the weekend, so I'm dealing with that right
God
now.
God damn. Oh, ain't that tore up anything or what happened?
Pretty much damn that. Most of my electronics done. AC unit out. Three of my rooms. No fire, thankfully.
Okay.
No fire.
Yeah, well, all that sort of stuff is simple replacements. So, except the AC just.
Yes, sir. Everybody made out safe.
Yeah, AC people.
Yep. I'm sorry, everybody was good, so. Hell yeah.
Well, that was good.
Damn.
Good deal.
They got hey, look, they had like a tropical storm on. I had to get the hell out of there today, bro.
Man, the wind was blowing. No, I thought the air conditioner turned on. Who got the fucking air conditioner on? It's 50 degrees outside. That's the wind blowing on the side of the house. I'm like, damn.
They got
loose shingles out there.
12:30? I said, 12:30. I said, I got to go. See you.
Man, I was by the shop. I heard the wind. I said, damn. And I can feel that temperature drop. Riddell, your mic open too, man. But, yeah, buddy.
So they ain't got no big rug? No. So, no. I see what, the Nate Curtis Hart race on the 8th, huh? They got Gomez coming prepping, huh?
Yeah, Colton Gomez. I'm going to prep for the state capital, for Curtis. You still got a couple of good months, man. Well, next month ought to be some decent racing, some good action. You know, April and May, even actually into May, because you got at the end you got Ferb and BJ doing a pull up at State Capitol. So I guess that's a no prep style race. Not sure. I guess we'll hear about it more when it gets close. So, I had to
fly. Hey, what y'all think about the time-based entry fees?
Yeah, but you seen what Gulfport said, huh? He sued your boy and said that finish line. Gulfport said they not that ain't happening no more. They you bring it to attention to them, they not doing that. They don't condone that. When they post a price, that's the price gonna stay all day. There ain't no time thing. Your boy said the same thing. He don't, you know, he's sorry for that. He gonna talk to his promoters about that. You know. Yeah. Well, what it is? Listen, it might not even be the promoter. It might be the gatekeeper. You know, looking at it. But then it could be the promoter. You never know. You know. But if greed, money. Greed is evil. Make people do some evil shit. And what happens people start counting. Man, we got 30, we got 20, we got 5,000 people in it. We did charge $5. We lost, we had 25 more grand, dog. We had more bread. Or the man at the gate, man, this son of a bitch ain't paying me but $150 today to sit out here and collect his money. Shit, that'd be 25 to get. I don't know, no, it's 25 to get in today. We moving up. We went up 20. We went up $5. Start parking them $5 on the side. You know. But hey, I don't. We don't. We all one price. But I mean, you know, some people just. I hate to see people do that to them. You know, and then the track get the blame. You know, they're always trying to blame the track instead of the promoter. You know, when it's all the promoter people doing it. You know, but hey, it'll be all right. I think Miguel was. They said they was doing that at that big wheel race, that one he went to at State Capitol. Riddell, you on here, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't they jack the pipes up at that big wheel race that time toward the end of the
you
night?
You goddamn right. They started $25 and went to fucking $50-$75 to park in that race, man.
Yeah, see that's where the tracks need to come in there and say nah. You know, hey
they used to
I read it to you, but
you're
not killing my name, because they're gonna think it's a track did it at the end of the day. You know, when all said and done, the track gonna take the heat.
They used to do that all the time at Hattiesburg too, big race. Shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. Well, now they teach to tell you parking that thing. You want to park over there?
Yeah, then you
got
to pay
to
park
in
the yard
here.
Or pay to park in the back.
Yeah, I paid to park. I bought it. I bought a tech car. I said, I'm not parking over there. Well, you got to buy it. Well, okay, give it to me, shit. That's why I skinned Daniel up. You got to remember I skinned you up? Don't lose, no, act like you can't hear me now.
Wait, what'd you say?
I told Daniel ass up. We went to one of them races at what you call it? At Hattiesburg. They tell you to park there, you gotta buy a tech car. I buy a tech car. I won't park my shit over there. I had a little Honda Civic. I'm not parking away in them buggies over there. You lost your fucking mind. No fucking way. My shit was low and I ain't getting in that grass, man. Shit. Shit on that. Shit. Had to lay down and get in that motherfucker. Shit. No, sir. Yep. Yeah, that's just a bad thing, greed, man. It ain't nothing wrong with people making money and supporting your family, but I mean, there's a point to where you just being greedy. Oh yeah, false advertisement, bait and switch, basically what it is. You know, you're telling somebody one price and then switching it on. So that's not. Yeah. Like I say, motherfuckers need to start doing this. Say, never mind, turn around. You have an empty show, then they realize. And they know they got you. You're already there. You've been sitting in that line all that time. Like sitting in traffic mad as a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, they know
got
you get to that point. You'd be like, man,
thirsty,
fuck,
hungry,
man.
Got a pee. And then they tell you, you got to pay extra $20. Then they charge you fucking adult price for them kids. No matter how old they are. Shit, huh, Daniel? How y'all say y'all 15? Oh, Daniel. Oh, no, wait a minute. David ain't on here. David got quiet, boy.
Hey, I was sorry, bathing my kid, but yeah, that's when we went to the Cajun Ashes. My daddy came.
I know.
Boy, you're 11.
Yeah.
I walked through the gate. Said, how old are you? How old are you? Girl said 11. I said 15. My dad looked at me. Said, boy, you 11.
No, daddy. I think y'all was 13 or something. 13, 14.
Yeah.
Dad said, I'm
like
11.
That, yeah.
Hey, that's nowadays like you're going through the self checkout. Look, daddy. That thing didn't beat when you put it across there. Boy, shut your ass up.
Yeah.
I'll be making sure that motherfucker beat because I'm going to be mad at the motherfucker when
he
put his hands on me and tell me I didn't pay for something.
21 gun salute. They don't know how much money they losing, huh?
Man,
people swiping over that keyboard. You think, man,
oh,
they losing some money.
Them people ain't stupid. Them people got cameras everywhere. Dang, them people know.
That's why it turns green when you pass the barcode over. But now they're paying attention to your ass. So a lot of people have barcode taped to their fucking hand. They have $400 worth of shit and be just scanned 30 motherfucking packs of gum.
Why you think they got weight? Why you think they got a weight sensor on it? You don't think Walmart know what each item weigh, how much it weigh? Them people ain't stupid.
Hey,
they know
you know
start putting that in that bag, and they're like, hold up a minute. You just keep scanning something light and keep gaining weight. Huh?
Home Depot, boy, you walk up there with some electrical shit, boy. They don't worry about it. Walk up there with some wood and some electric. Let me check you out, sir. Let me check you out.
Yeah, be all about me. You don't want to fuck. I can't find your ass any other time when I'm in here looking for shit. I don't need your
help. Tell him he has the back.
They're
going to
cry. Tell
him
in a minute. When I need you, I can't find you.
Back up. I'm going to check myself out. Get the fuck on.
Yeah, I got it. Want to help me now? Get your ass away from me. Oh,
right.
Man.
Yeah, them bitches bad, bro. Help you when they think you about to steal something.
Hey, and that's another one. That brings us up to my cousin went to a hotel, right? You know how they have the little refrigerators with the food and shit in it that you can grab.
Man,
and
you
better not
eat that
shit.
That shit ain't for free.
It's not free. Well, you know that, and it's high price. Now they have some of them that have the weight sensors. When you pick something up, it'll charge you for it because it knows what weighs what in that refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
It don't have to be gone.
Damn.
So when you're checking out, you better make sure you didn't. He picked up all the shit and turned it around and looked at it, so he said he hadn't bought like $400 worth of shit out of that little refrigerator. So he had to pick it up and let him see that shit was still in there because he picked it up and he put it back down. That shit registered, man. So y'all better pay attention.
Trifling motherfucker, boy.
Yeah, I don't dig into me. I know not to mess with him. I walk down to that machine outside or something. Shit on that. It'd be tempting, too. They put it right there for you.
Oh, got all good lights in there, pretty and shit, be shining different colors.
Charge you a six pack for one drink. You could have went down there and bought. You could have bought the whole fucking machine for what you gonna pay for that one drink.
Oh yeah,
do that for, you know why they do that? Just like they put the candy in the aisle for the kids, to get the kids in there. Come back.
Well, you, your
you go take a bath, but open up everything in the refrigerator. I
Hey, fuck around, better not let me catch the next motherfucker door open the next door. They throw all that shit up. We gonna put that shit in here.
Yeah,
oh no.
Go to the store and buy that shit. Man, I ain't use that shit. Come in there and see.
Yeah, it was coming there with a blank.
Oh,
it
man.
Put a stamp on the motherfucker.
Oh, shit. It's all up there. Oh, man. I'm tired. Yes, sir.
You trying to see where old Doobie at? Doobie, where you at? You said you'd be listening. You don't be wanting to talk. Where you at, Doobie? Say something.
Let me see if he on here. I think I got his number. I tell you if he on here right now. Let's see.
He going to hit the one button now. I was going to face down.
Damn, I thought I had him on here. No, I got his contact information on here. Let me see. Yeah, there it is right there. I'll tell you right now, how is he on? No, he ain't on here unless he called from another number.
Yeah,
his cell phone number ain't on here. Yeah, shit. Oh, man. Adele, what's your plans next couple of weeks?
I don't know what I'm doing, man. My daughter's about to have a baby, so I... And
so
oh, to the hospital.
Your grandpa,
stay
huh?
Clear. Yeah, I got to stay clear a bunch of...
Grandkids?
Yeah, we lost some twins last year, but she's pregnant again, so...
Oh, shit.
She got weeks.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, that would be... Your wife ought to be happy, huh?
Oh, yeah, I didn't intend on going to Bobby Cole race, but I don't know. I haven't had my shot, so I don't know. I might still go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All depend on if Scott coming or if them boys from Maryland coming. I know they coming,
okay.
But because they're going to be running... They're running Ghostbuster against Pipebender, so I know they're going to be there. So it's just a matter if I want, you know, what I'm going to do.
Okay. Oh, Ghostbusters and Pipebender going to run? What, Viagra 2.0?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, okay.
He got a couple races lined up.
Oh, shit. Hell. Hell, yeah. We talk about riding up there. Oh,
well, whether I'm gonna either go with my cars or I'm gonna go in my truck. Well, I'm on it too. I want to go and see. You know, I like to at least see what's going on and know what I'm up against. You know, but they got a.
Yeah.
I swapped my motor out, Michelle. So they got a 5-inch class. I put my 5-inch motor in.
Mhm.
They got a 5-inch class, so I just put that 5-inch motor in my car. So I'm gonna go see.
All right. Hell yeah. Yeah, I seen he had a, he got a, kind of making it more competitive. Then, I guess. Yep. Man, it's quiet tonight.
Anything 5-inch, they got that class on the East Coast. Anything 5-inch and below can run. Anything above
mm-hmm.
a 5-inch, you can't run. So that's a good class to implement in your races, you know, that 5-inch and below.
Yeah, yeah, 5-inch below, you're right. I mean, that's, like you say, keeping it kind of, keeping them big, big motors out. And, you know, keep it
well, then you don't have to worry about running. People that don't want
right.
to run extreme can run 5-inch and below no time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, that's a good class, 5-inch and below in no time. Anything from a 5-inch down to 6.32, 6 this, 6 that, 4 this, 5 this,
uh-huh.
you know, and it's no time. Uh-huh. And it's, you know, you could build a good pot like that. That's a good class.
I'll keep my 5-inch motor in the car if that's the case. Shit.
Yeah. That'd be real competitive. Good racing. Yes, sir. That's a good idea, huh? Pull that up and see. Oh, I got a thing on that. What did it say about it? Yep. Yes, sir. Y'all quiet tonight, fellas. I'm a good damn weather.
Yeah, everybody
been
probably,
long
everybody been probably watching that goddamn weather all day. That roll up in here.
Yeah.
Hey, are they taking a silver back up there to Bobby race?
Yeah, they're running a beast. They got a 484 shootout too. Riddell just pulled it up.
Yeah, they got
five
a
4-inch.
It's a 5-inch and a 484 and a true 28 true tie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hell yeah. Good little thing there. Yeah, we used to look at Mike Hill and Jake Harper. We kind of follow, get some ideas on what they be doing, ideas for classes. Yeah, we keep. That's some decent ones, you know, especially no time stuff. Yep.
I tell you, for Alicat race, if all they tuning go good, we locking in with fishing with Troy, with the Mopo, with Lorenzo Cup at H&P.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Man, I ain't fucking around. I'm not fucking around over there.
Yeah.
You got me trying to shoot out with your car, Riddell.
No, I don't trust it. They just had a bad wreck there, man. I ain't fucking around over there. Somebody wrecked there this weekend, I think.
Come on.
That fucking place too short, man. Too much shit could go wrong at that fucking place. I don't need to put myself in that kind of predicament.
Mm.
I might go to that, I talked to Tom Hammond. I might go to Emerald Coast, you know, because he going to come out there. For the Emerald Coast race.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Emerald Coast. That's his old track.
That's May 8th, huh?
Oh, yeah, May
8th. Yeah, that's Shannon Wilkerson race. Let me pull it up. Yeah, they're doing
That's what he's doing at 250 one at?
No, that 250 one is in Crossville, Tennessee.
Good.
Damn drive right there now.
Yeah, it's $8, dude.
That motherfucker's on the other side of goddamn Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
Or Chattanooga. You got to go through Memphis and turn up. Then you got to run up them big old motherfucking hills, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the other side of Chattanooga. So who giving that race at Twin Peaks this weekend?
Well, Twin City, that's next weekend. It's I know Limpy doing a flashlight start. I'll pull it up. Hang on a second. Let me get it. Let me pull it up right now. It's shit. You don't make me lie to you. Let's see, Twin City. I thought about riding up there too. But let's see, I tell you right here. Here it is. They don't say Limpy will be on the light. Twin City Cash Days, Saturday 24th, Small Tire, Big Tire Street. Don't say who's doing it. I guess just the track is doing it. There are no names or anything. So, but yep, they give me $10,000 for a small tile, 40 plus minus 40 cars, $5,000 for big tile, plus or minus 20 cars.
Well,
250.
Well, the word is the word is no problem laws they sanction, huh?
With who? With the NHRA?
NHRA.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's all that would be would just be for NHRA events, huh? That's all that is.
No. That means you can't, you got to go out there and get that high-ass insurance on your own. You know, when you buy group insurance, it's a lot cheaper, but when you fuck around and buy insurance through them, it's like a black blanket insurance, so it's cheaper. It's going to be like Hattiesburg. They got to go out there and get that high-ass insurance if they try to open them gates back up. Well, you might pay $10,000 if when you get dropped from a sanction like that, you might be paying fucking
$50,000.
All that's self-inflicted. Yeah, I heard that.
Well, shit, all the junkyard tracks need to get together and make their own little thing and get by as a group. That's all they got to do. Yep. I didn't hear nothing. I ain't heard nothing on them.
I got a picture of Hattiesburg. That motherfucker looked like a swamp.
Yeah, it's amazing, dude. In a couple of years, our trees take over and ground. The earth will reclaim itself.
Man. What they say, you know the job was dangerous and you took it anyway. That people will put up $100,000, we go buy it.
By what? Hattiesburg?
No problem.
That's a... nice facility, though. Definitely. 504-7032.
Hello, Jamie. I'm just listening there.
All right. That's Clyde. I don't know why I don't know that number. Just I don't dial it. I just hit Clyde on my phone. Yeah, that ain't. That's shit. What they want? $6 million for the track, Riddell?
$3 million.
Oh, that's all they want for it?
$3,200,000 acres.
Oh, for the whole everything? Shit, let me go buy my Powerball tickets tomorrow. Shit.
$3 million, you could buy the note.
No, three million,
you buy the note, jack the note up to $30,000 and run them out of that.
Yeah. I couldn't handle it like that. Too far for me to drive. Be going on without that. Shit on that.
State Capitol pinned them walls. NHR, no problem. Pinned them walls.
I really like to see him do it, man. I know he got a. They got good business. They probably set it away, but they would just do something.
He working on it.
Oh, well, hey.
He's working.
Yeah.
Pin them walls, no problem done.
Well, it pretty much it's just set down. I mean you
pin them walls,
bring a prep man in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if a promoter brings his own prep man, main thing is the biggest gripe, you know, which I see people pointing it, you know, well, I understand it. But, you know, they don't have nothing else to say. Yeah, that's it, it's over with. the ambulance part, that's on the promoter. But, I mean, all the people that work for state capitalism work for the fire department and first responders. So half of them in the fire department and first responder unit is like within a mile away from the track. So I'm not taking no sides. So I don't know you people.
Well, the thing is,
when we rented the track,
no problem.
He told us all about it. You know,
the thing is, no problem. Separate the spectator cars from the racer cars very easy. Because they got two sides apart.
Yeah, well, they do too at no problem. But when they whoever designed that track,
yeah, but you got to come through.
You got to come through one gate. But you got to put somebody set up over there. And when they put that ticket boot instead of putting it in the middle, so you can divert them and go along that road to the back side, they put it in the wrong spot. That's what I'm saying. When they designed it, they worked on the track, and when they got toward the end, they said, let's just put the ticket boot right here. We good right there. Just leave it right there. And a couple of changes on the problem could have fixed a lot of shit, but as far as what I see, no, that's just my take. And, you know, maybe that's why I don't own the track. I would just see what might would help on certain issues as far as stuff, but hey, that's good. Yep. Yeah, buddy. Well, here we go. 504-2133. Who we got? Oh, they hung up. That was 2133. 2133, you hit your button, hit it again. Oh, you hung up. Huh? All right, never mind. I guess he hung up, didn't want to talk. Okay. All right. But yeah, that'd be nice. They do that. I mean, state cap was about an hour and 15 for me. You know, towing a car if they hit traffic right.
Yeah, but it's closer to hotels. It's closer to everything, man. You ain't driving.
Well,
in
it
fucking
is
bug.
It's a little bit. It is a little bit. But
two
I mean,
lane rule.
It does have a good spot. It has a good spot to get
you.
You
ain't
got to
put up with these fucking old outlaw ass police in Napoleonville.
Yeah. It is a little. It's got a good. It's easy for Texas people to come. People from the north to come down because they can come down. 55
well,
you
got a better draw, and no problem because you're gonna draw Texas Lake Lafayette, Lake Charles, Texas. Mm-hmm. Then when you go north, you're gonna draw Alexander, Shreveport, Dallas. Then when you come your way, you're gonna go all that, and everybody's staying on the interstate and coming straight to the race. No two lane highway. Right.
It's easy to drive.
And you got a lot of
bad roads though.
You got a lot of hotels that can satisfy on 415 that can satisfy any race you put on over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier for folks to go to New Orleans and come back and have fun or go to Baton Rouge, come back and have fun.
Yep.
I think that's why Shannon did his around Tennessee. Because he get a lot of them draw. A lot of them boys come all the way down from like Oklahoma and all up the top of Tennessee, way up to the Midwest. So he going up
them
to get away this time for him. Yeah. Michigan,
well, he got
every,
one in Indiana.
Yeah.
The other one is Indiana, the one Civil War III. Is in Indiana, so he give me
a
little closer
ride
for them.
For the farthest person who came, I think the couple of bunch of the guys came from Michigan, and then you had people that were saying, you know, coming from deep down south. So Midway is gonna be down there that 10-hour ride for both of them, you know.
They had a lot of people at that last one from the Memphis 10 showed up, and then, like I said, a couple of people from, like, way up north. The guy did was
hey,
a couple of them.
Hmm? I still didn't get to see the show. What happened on the last show with, what was that, Faster Than Dirty South or something with Malcolm Story and them breaks? What happened on that show?
Well, I don't watch that.
They were trying to fight
I don't watch none of them shows. Are you asking the wrong person, dude? Ever since that shit happened down here with they pulled in New Orleans when they came down here and I was out there on that crew, I don't watch that shit. I ain't give them none of my ratings. You ain't getting none of my shit. I had me and my feelings on that shit, how they pull that shit off. So, I don't, I don't know what you call it. But I don't know anybody else watch it. They might be able to fill you in. Yep. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I said, damn, my phone. I got a text and it sounded like I dropped off. Oh, shit.
So did Moe announce there?
Go ahead, Rico.
What'd you say? Did Moe announce today if they where they have an ass?
Yeah.
I ain't heard none. I don't even think Moe on here tonight. I don't know if they ever talked about it or if they have any other places, any ideas. They haven't said anything. I haven't seen anything. And like I said, I don't see Moe on here, so.
Where y'all raised going, Daniel? The State Capitol?
Yeah. I'm Jamie, man. Don't call me Daniel, man.
Where that motherfucker at anyway? Where he at?
He got, are he on here?
I'm out here working on this motherfucking truck that's going to beat the brakes off high rise. That's what I'm doing.
You goddamn lie. You ain't working on shit. You ain't working on
shit. I'm in the shop right now.
You ought to cut that line out.
I'm in the shop right now.
You in the shop laying on the floor looking at bad friends. I'm like, don't you shame me, though. Don't you shame me. Hey, cause look.
Oh, man.
Now, Jamie got around me. Now, it's going to be bad if you fuck around and come out there and I tear your ass up. And you know what's going to happen with that? Man, you going to have to come out from me. And Jamie going to have to come out.
Man, fuck Daniel up.
Daniel, where Daniel last at? Where my goddamn camp chef at, Daniel? In my truck.
Where you gave it to me at? It's too big.
I was about to say, you can't put that big-ass camp chef in that little bit-ass motor you building. You need a big block camshaft.
Oh. So that means you getting one out of that 5-inch 4-speed motor that he need a regular big block camshaft on.
Yeah, hot rod, that's what he need.
A regular one. Not the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, he need a 632 camshaft.
Hey, Clyde. You still on? Hey, Dan.
See what happened when you start talking big block hot rod?
No, Jamie, I'm here. I'm just working on my truck.
Hey,
I don't need
it. Y'all got power out there, Daniel? You got power?
Yeah, I got power.
Okay, I'll just check it.
Okay.
What
you, the lights
went
out, dog?
I'm on Cleco. I'm on Cleco, and I'm on the main line with the hospital. I ain't going to lose no power anytime soon. Yeah. We route everything through Madisonville for the hospital. We so good, wait, so dog.
Why, so the only one that didn't answer was Clyde. Why Clyde firewall?
No.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
No, I'm talking about Steven. I'm talking about Steven, and Steven got power.
Oh man. Oh,
hey, Daniel.
That's a setup. They're getting on Steven because Steven be talking shit.
What happened, bro? What happened, bro?
Hey. He texts me. He on there listening to it.
What he say?
Oh, shit. You know, he hooked that generator up yet, they ain't got no power, so you know he gonna have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Oh, he still ain't got that generator hooked up.
Why are you putting a man business out there, Jamie?
Man, he been having that generator for five years. And every time the power go out, he get a tongue lashing. He texts me.
He got a natural gas generator?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, Danny, I ought to take the time and money, and I'm available. Stephen Blum,
you know
what you say.
You ain't no electrician, Dad. I'm a fuck around burning the man's house down, Jamie.
I fuck around and wire my entire shop. I can't mess with no electricity, y'all. Hang on. Go ahead, power generator. Hey, Daniel, since you're talking shit,
I got four Cypress posters set on front of your porch. So I'd be quiet if I was you.
You got tighten up.
Hey, look, I ain't paying cash for them. I'm writing a check. I'll come help a brother out and hook that generator up for you, Tweety. I ain't gonna let him do you like that.
See how that worked, dog? See how that worked? That's my own pilot.
I'll come hook
that. He trying to put me out like that.
2.5 hours. I have you hooked up about 2 hours, Tweety.
That man, when he told me, I said, he got that tongue lashing, boy.
Well, you know, she was on that ass like gravy on rice. She ain't got that generator hooked up yet.
I mean, and he on energy, too, so when the wind blow too hard, lights go out.
Come on, Tweety ass like that, boy.
Nah, man, he all right. You got to keep him on his toes, man. He's going to get that generator hooked up today, tomorrow.
Energy is sending you a fucking message the day before bad weather. Hey, look here, we apologize for power outages that may happen tomorrow. You're like, just hold on. What the fuck is this? What you mean? They already plan on turning the grid off. They're going to shut you down.
Man, dude, I don't know them fuckers that. I'm glad
they
I'm
rather
on Pico,
pay the stuff. They rather pay the stuff back up than to buy some more transformers. Transformers be going orange like a motherfucker, old as fuck. Shit, they just shut shit off when they blow them up.
Oh shit.
Ben, you was on the river today?
I got the hell out of there. I was on Newland. By 11:30, boy, I seen that black car coming. I said, I got to go. See y'all later.
Man, I didn't know my little cousin is a fucking riverboat captain out there.
Where at? At what place?
Oh, shit. He run up and down that river. Ashley Williams.
Who he work for? You don't know who he work for?
I don't know who he work for, but I know he's a riverboat captain.
Man, I seen a lot of girls over there. Was that a girl? No, they said that was a dude. They didn't say that was a girl. Said the body been there for a while. That was a chick they found?
Oh, I don't know. I was waiting to hear.
Yeah. They said it was an old body. It been there for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a chick. But that's what they said. I mean, I'm just saying what the news said.
The old body ain't going to still be intact down that river, cuz. Shrimp. Them goddamn shrimp and crab don't play out there in that river. We used to set shrimp box in that river, boy. Them shrimp don't play out there.
man, you got to worry about getting hung up on a tree or something out there. That river moving, like, I think when they clocked it the other day, I think it's running about 4.5 mile an hour.
And that's on the top. You catch that?
Yeah.
That's where the problem is. We go out there. We did a boat, and we went out there, and the guy, it was a boat that was set up for the golf. This motherfucker told me he wanted me to set his DP up for the golf in the river. I said, man, that's not your dynamic position. It's not going to work. I said, understood. Now, you a captain. You going to tell me that if I set your DP system up in the river, it's going to work for the golf. I said, man, you're going to overwork your boat. It's not going to work. Went out there in the river. He cleaned up a couple of bulwarks over there by the port of New Orleans. Run off in there, shit.
You got a
deep draft on this boat, man. You can't pull this shit out of here trying to set up a dynamic position. We got to go in the Gulf. Go through them. Pay your money to go through them locks. Let's go home back there to Venice somewhere where it's quiet. Let's go.
Yeah, they don't want to pay that money. They don't want to pay you sitting on that boat for all them hours either.
Oh, yeah. Eating all that shit.
Tweety, when y'all need this, remember?
Riddell, your phone cutting out.
I heard him fine.
That's the old $2 ass phone you got back there in the woods.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn, earbuds ain't working right. Let me turn my music on.
He about to burn the shop down. He gonna turn another outlet on.
Oh, man.
He burn that shop down. He gonna be sleeping on a barge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
What y'all did with Pete tonight?
Oh, Pete, is he on here? I forgot his number.
He on it?
He probably
he
riding out there in that well.
Yeah. I think that's him on there.
Steven, what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna try to show up on Curtis Hawk one of them days at that race he's trying to lock Mo in for and just try to get on him, or y'all gonna let him lay down on his stomach?
David Touye want Curtis Hawk ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steven must be in there doing the Cleopatra thing. You didn't have that generator hooked up. You got to sit in there and wave the fan all night, huh?
He just fell off. He fell off. She might have come in there. Now, you done come in here?
You ain't get on that show. You can get out there and get to work.
Yeah. Oh, man.
David want to get on him, huh? You know, they was preaching that shit, talking about they had him whooped if that hood wouldn't have came up.
Shit, okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Only way to find out.
No, I'm saying what they were saying.
Oh, I know. What I mean, from angles, there ain't nobody got no definite clear angle on it. So, all the angles,
I know when
he
came
one
by
angle looked like
good.
Yeah. So, I mean, every angle, it looked like it was close. You don't have none that
close.
Was up before. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. So, you don't know. Only way to find that out. So.
Or if a night fall close to a turbo pig and he got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, I feel that.
You
made him a nice little pass, so I didn't ask him. I mean, I don't know if he was fast enough to beat the man, but I'm just saying he made it. It looked pretty good.
You want to be out there on the turbo car, because if you close, that turbo come to work on the big end.
Yeah.
When you think you, it fly by you like you're standing still.
Oh, there's somebody right here. 504-5817. That's boom.
What's up? What's up, Jamie? Raise the world.
What's up,
big buddy? Boom.
What's up, boom?
Man, what's up with you? Oh man,
how you
making up? Cap Ninja say you gonna be little buddy. Boom.
Hey man,
I'm just talking.
All you gotta do is log it in. And everything's still the same. He hollering about what he want to do on the pad and all the other shit, man. Race me, and then we're going to leave the track and then go race on the pad. It's just that simple. If I don't race you, you get the lockup money. So, I ain't taking any argue about that, but so I said I'm sitting over the corner with a little poke down, man. So, but, shit. I just got on the show, man. I've been bowled over fucking these regular old school cars, man. Yeah. Hey, that's what pay the bill, you know?
Yep.
But I'm sitting in one now watching the temperature on it, you know, and old Parisian. Y'all remember them?
Oh, yeah. What a Buick, huh? It's old Buick.
A coupe. No, it's a Pontiac. Pontiac.
Well, you know they're the same goddamn thing.
It's the same thing, but it's a Parisian Pontiac, man.
I know the one with the round like boom. Back with the square, the rounded square.
Hey, boom! If you know anybody,
you can say a Parisian.
You know anybody looking for a big Roadmaster with 15,000 original miles? Let me know.
Oh, okay then. What'd you ask for it?
I'll probably let it get out of there for about 10. 15,000 original miles, man.
Okay. That's what's up. That's a fucking road hog, I can tell you that, boy. That bitch don't want nobody on the highway but it. That mother don't want nobody on the highway but it.
The day they bought it. Ain't got but 15,000 original miles. Look like the day they bought it. Been garage kept ever since.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So what's y'all got a topic or what's going on?
Well, we just talking about basic stuff, boom. You know us, we ain't got no topic.
Well, we had a real good event Sunday, man. Dude, we had probably about 5,000 people, man. And we had to turn people away around 6 o'clock, man. World was congested. Y'all know we don't have the best best structured roads, because you got to remember we're in the country, you know what I'm saying? And but he did his thing by getting the people there as a promoter, you know. But you know, it got chaotic after that big $100-something thousand race. You know, people are all in emotions and they feeling and shit that didn't even have nothing to do with the race kicked off. But you know, it is what it is. People got to understand that. There's a total different breed of races that's coming to these races nowadays. Half of the people that's coming that don't even give a damn about the race, they're just there because Billy Bob, their friend, is there. You know? And that's where everybody's at, you know? But,
yep.
You know, we did what we had to do. We had police there walking around with AR-15, you know what I'm saying, type shit. Them nincompoops still did the same shit. They don't realize, man, that man is licensed to defend themselves and people, and they run around with their guns in their hands, man. And we don't know if you're not the perpetrator, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, these new cats, bro, they don't have a clue, man. You know? And I ain't going to say new. I'm going to say them silly. I'm going to say them.
You said the number one word, young.
Do what now?
You said the number one word, young.
Yeah. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I had, you know, some regular coming on a regular. And, you know, they come there every Friday night. They come there every Friday night. They live 3 miles. I mean, literally 3 miles from the track, man. And he bring his son with him because he want to get his son into racing because he want to give his new vet to his son, you know, when he get up to age, driving age. You know, the boy is probably 10, maybe 11 years old. I mean, that little boy was shaking as I seen him go out the gate, man. And I apologize, my man.
The black Z06, the boy that was on side of the track that day? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And he's a Christian guy, and he don't he'll race if he have to race you for money. He don't want to race for $50. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not a gambling man, you know. But these people don't realize and see the owners of this facility bought this here, and all her grandkids be there every day that track is open. All her grandkids are there. And her daughter got three boys and one girl. You know what I'm saying? And they be there religiously, man. And people don't realize that. And this dude, whoever this was that shot in the air or in the ground or wherever he was, he don't know, man, that's 5,000 attempted murder charges. The sheriff came up to me. He said, "This is not a proper time for me and you to talk. But you will be receiving a phone call from me." The undersheriff came over there to me, and we was talking before the sheriff came there. He said, "Boom, I'm going to keep it 100 with you." He said, "The community really don't want this place open." He said these words. He said, "Boom, we got a sheriff, me, and two deputies in Jeff Davis County." He said, "Thank God that we came here, because one of the officers, after he heard the shot, he got all parishes, counties, whatever y'all want to call them, on speed dial, because he didn't know how serious this was going to become, because he knew it was a big race, and he thought maybe it was going to get a little worse. He didn't think somebody was going to shoot in there. He thought it was going to get a little worse. So he called in yesterday's parish. When they came there, they wanted to observe what was going on. After they realized that wasn't nothing going on, nobody got hit, nobody got shot, and this one lady had an asthma attack and a panic attack, whatever you want to call whatever she had, they went on and they didn't call the state troopers. And I don't know if y'all know about the state, well, Mississippi state troopers. If state troopers come on the compound, it's going down. So them guys in their cars watching videos, watching YouTube, doing whatever they want to do and don't want to be bothered and want to make their day and go home. If them boys have to come and work, man, it's going to be a problem, you know. But back to the racing world and racing thing, man, you know what I'm saying, we got quite a few events still coming up. We got BJ Race coming up this weekend. BJ, Ferg, and all them guys, KL, they race coming up this weekend, you know what I'm saying, which is going to probably run up in a lot of street cars again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and a lot of formats of the racetrack is gonna change, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. This right here has really brought that race there brought a lot of things out of the owner. You know, a lot of things gonna change for the agreement of rental that was told to me. I hadn't got my text message to get on our little family committed board type meeting yet, but I mean, this don't sit well with the owner, man. You know, and then for her to have to go out there in the road from one end of the road to the other end of the road to get things, because security was doing trying to get crowd control to be able to get an understanding of what was going on while she was trying to get the traffic. You know what I'm saying, going where they can move in and out. Now, the ambulance was treating that young lady and took care of her, you know, but if they'd had to leave there, you know, that's going to be the, you know, but it is what it is, and we do rent another cow pasture field, whatever you want to call it, from some people. I don't know who they are, but it's another 100 acres of land. And by the rain that fell, people really couldn't park out there unless you had a 4x4. And there was a few trucks that did park out there. And, you know, whether we park one car or 5,000 cars out there, it's $1,000 to park on that man's premise. He know what he got over there. He know what that track brings to the table. It was $600. It went up to $1,000. You know, but, you know, when you don't own something and you need, you're at the mercy of the next person, you know what I'm saying, man, you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But,
hey, man,
you know, we got a couple of different races coming. We got BJ Race coming up on the 17th. We got our regular Friday night testing tune. May the 1st, Peter's race. And then my birthday bash, June the 12th. But other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to be open every weekend. We're either going to be open every Monday, every Friday and Saturday, or every Friday and Sunday. Y'all just stay posted to the page on which days we'll be open. Also, it all depends on the weather, too. So the weather determines. If the weather is good, we're going to race Friday and Saturday. But if the weather going to be messed up on a Saturday, we'll be open on that Sunday. So y'all just have to stay posted. You know what I'm saying? You know. But other than that, man, the racetrack is doing what it's supposed to do, is holding the cars. Irvin, Mailman's son, Hot Rod Nim, Fishman, Michael Dillon. I mean, man, the West Bank and the East Bank showed up big time the week before last weekend. And it wasn't a big crowd because Battlefield had a big race. They were going to raise $10,000, so that's what a lot of the people were. But for the most part, man, them guys came in there. They got an opportunity to run their cars the way they want to run them. You understand me? And, you know. So they had a blast, but they had a blast. And I'm going to tell you something about people don't want to run up against Pro Mod. Man, anything can happen in racing. A regular named Brandon Tate got a little small block Nitrous Mustang. I think it's a 5.7 or 6.0 Mustang. It may even be four power. I don't know. But he wanted to get into the daily driver class. It wasn't enough cars in that class, you know, to make the field. So all the small tire guys jumped into the big tire class. And I'd be damned. In the finals, Everett and Brandon Tate. You hear me? So, one thing led to another, and I think something wind up happening, and then Everett wind up splitting with him, but giving the Mustang $500 out of the $2,400 that was in. And they still ran the race, but it wasn't no race. But that's just going to show y'all, man, you know, you can't sit back and say, well, I'm not going to run Riedel because he got a big block three kids. I'm not going to get in the screen, Claire, because he there. Anything can happen. Riedel might red light, fuck. Riedel might go four rounds and goddamn the fifth round, the motherfucker, train brake don't hold and you push through, or anything can happen, man, with these cars, man. Shit, I didn't race this past weekend because I can't find a driver window, driver door window. And I got glass in my door, which I could have got the glass out by now, but it's all good, though, man. Racing is picking up. Racing going to get better. But
Boom. I got a question for you, Boom.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
What happened with the Hot Rod and Michael Dillon race? I ain't heard nothing else about it. I thought it was going to go down at your race. What happened?
Hot Rod and Michael Dillon, about the B Brown and Michael Dillon.
I don't know if Hot Rod on here or not. I mean, I would
like for Hot Rod to reiterate on that and Michael Dillon to reiterate on that. Cause
I don't know if Hot Rod was on here. I do know
that both cars was on the premises. Ali made a pass. B. Brown made a pass, and I think Hot Rod and them wanted to make another pass, and something happened. I think that's what happened. But Michael Dillon and them had made a big shakedown, and then they was ready to race. Then when him and Hot Rod come race, I think him and Fishman was supposed to win getting in. So I don't know how that goes. So y'all guys over here, y'all tell me what happened with that race. They was there. They was there. I'm going
to
say
We came there to get it on. No lockup, no nothing. We came to race. He made the first little shake to make sure the car went on because he had to change something beforehand. So then went back around and tried to turn all the shit on. And they said they had some oil on the track, which wasn't for us. They had some oil down the track. Somebody saw oil. And then as we were sitting there waiting, they say they saw some more oil coming from the Brown car. So they backed us off. And we went to the trailer and we shut the car. I mean, you could hear it. It sounded like the motor was knocking. But what it was is his flywheel, both had to wild it out the hose. I guess, I don't know if he didn't use Loctite or what, but it didn't make, I told him, it's up to you, but it don't make sense to try to tighten the bolts up and go down there. Flywheel come off, motherfucker, come up in the car or anything. It's up to you. But, you know, rather than chance that, that was the only reason we didn't do it. But
about the $800 roller ran y'all off.
Nah, it'll never happen like that. Hey, we drove 2.5 hours to get on $800 roller tail. But wait, let me say this. Act boom on wheels. When we pulled in that gate, Ali told me, man, don't make me take this car to the trailer and get on y'all straight off the trailer. I said, I tell you what, we can fix all of this. Let's do it that way. Let's get it. Nobody got to make a hit. Let's go down this motherfucker. So it ain't that we didn't want races. We just tried the dumb shit. I mean, we just running for some friendly money. It wasn't no mean. It wasn't no fucking 180,000 miles. So we just tried it. So we couldn't get it
straight
off the trail.
I ain't gonna lie to you. What's the name with the Mustang? Damn, I forgot your name already.
If they would have ran
straight off the trailer, it was gonna be a dog fucking fight. Cause let me tell you something, I don't go on the towel in time, but I can tell you from what I seen Michael Dillon car run and the way I seen B Brown car run, that's gonna be a damn good race, homeboy. That's going to be a damn good race. I mean, if they'd have ran straight off the trailer, let me say it like that. Then. Now, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I think Michael Dillon say different, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, he's going to say different. But if he went off the trailer,
he's going to
say different.
Like Michael trying to come in now. No, that's me up on their hood. This hood is coming, putting the sound light on. Let me mute my phone. Let me get my real phone and mute my phone.
We wasn't tripping. We went all the way up there. I wasn't being messy.
I didn't hear nothing about it. Then he had a show last week, so that's why I was like, man.
Names in effect.
Yeah, but we still want to do it with his car and my truck against the roller. We gonna do it.
I was just asking, bro. I didn't even know you was on here. I was just asking.
Nah, man.
Jeez.
All right,
jeez.
Man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now he woke.
I'm about to say anything.
Well, I tell you what. You saying that, but when we pulled through that gate, hey, he was all honky-dory, but when we pulled through that gate, his fucking stomach looked like it started hurting.
What? I'm not worried about that slow motherfucker. I'm not worried about that slow motherfucker. Y'all bring
good.
That something
that's
like that. Whenever y'all get ready, and I'm gonna run clean out y'all damn life.
All right then. All right. Hey, it's your recording.
When y'all ready?
Hey, we gonna let you know.
But
just
shit ready right
run,
now. When y'all ready? We can do it this weekend.
It.
We can do it this weekend at whatchamacallit new race. I don't need no
we
special
both,
prep.
We both work. That's why I didn't even say Jamie didn't say nothing tonight.
When y'all free, I'll make sure I park this fucking truck to make sure to get on y'all ass.
You know when an ass is gonna be good when somebody be talking,
boy,
like, you know they got
I I'm not even worried about that fucking turtle. I'm not worried about that turtle at all. Y'all can let Boom bump y'all up if y'all want to.
That's fine.
I'm gonna rip y'all ass out the frame.
Hey, like that old man say, we gonna push your teeth through your asshole.
Cheese. You seen both of them videos posted on Facebook? What you think?
I didn't see nothing about it. That's why I was acting. I mean, nobody was talking about it.
Both of them passes is posted on Facebook, Cheese.
Somebody got their ass whooping and ain't saying nothing? What?
He just needs to remember.
I ain't made but one pass. I was ready to raise him at Fishman.
Well, you could have ran him off the trailer.
Well, Fishman, the one got the green Camaro, what? Right?
Yeah.
Is it green? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
right.
I know I could have ran him off the trailer, but y'all wasn't ready when I got ready to make a pass. Y'all still out there bullshitting.
No. Ask
what you trying to say, Michael? What you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say, Cheese, they don't want them fucking problems.
Cheese, listen to this, Cheese. What do it take for a man to say he don't have to make a test hit? He going to wait for us, and we're going to just go ahead and do it. Ali said, y'all want to run off the trail, I'll run you off the trail. I said, let's get it. That's what we wanted you to say. Let's do it. What's up?
I never heard anything about that conversation, and I don't
Michael,
own the car.
Come on, Michael, Lord.
I ain't never heard nothing about that conversation, and I own the car, Chief. They got some making up some shit as they go.
I tell you what,
I race your truck and that car for $1,000, $1,500, whatever y'all want to do, whenever y'all ready.
All right. Remember you saying.
I'm gonna show y'all not
but,
to
but,
fuck
but,
with
but
me
look,
anymore.
But
the show recording.
But every time you say something, no. Geez, you ain't even got to say the show is recording.
When they got to the track, they wouldn't race for $500. Fuck.
Because you the one calling up. You the one saying it was gonna be for five. Now I tell you what, I'm glad you said that.
We
so
ain't trying to
get
y'all to come up. Now you gonna tell me we didn't try to get y'all to come up with some more money? Y'all said nah, we just gonna do it for the five.
You told that man you'd do it for the five. The man said do it for the five. Now remember what you said, because
we said a bunch of different prices on in that group. We said 1,000. We said all kind of crazy prices.
When you show up at
Alicat, it's supposed to be $1,000.
No. When you show up at Alicat race for Troy versus Shug, remember what you're saying now.
What am I saying?
You're saying that the money kind of don't matter. Call a number. So you'll run for how about me and you do the 1,000 for Shug race against Troy.
How about me and your truck do it for $1,000 this weekend?
How about
or next weekend? Whatever weekend you get that motherfucker.
I'm working this weekend. Why you had to be quiet before you answered? How about you bet $1,000 on Troy?
Why
bet
you? I'm not.
Troy.
Hey, that is Troy and Suge deal.
Well,
I'm talking about
B Brown,
your car.
That was B Brown.
I'm talking about B Brown's car, the car you tuning.
B. Brown,
anything
your car was
$500. Hey, Cheese. Anything he tuned can get it for $1,000 a pass.
God damn.
Anything.
Hey, look,
anything he tuned can get it for $1,000
like
a pass.
Like he just said.
And the show is recorded.
Like he just said about Boom. Don't let Boom entertain you.
Let me tell you something about that pass, Cheese. I asked Boom, I said, Boom, man, your track is working good. I was toting the wheels, huh? That lady said, you didn't start pulling the wheels up to 100 feet out. So what that tell you about my tuner? What was I leaving on? On the fucking motor. If I start pulling the wheels at 100 feet out, what that tell you? What I left, Cheese? What I left on?
Let me tell you something, Cheese. you can sit there and be entertained by him, but look at him.
Cheese, go look at the video. We didn't even purge the motor. We didn't even purge it. When I line up on top of him, and he hit that little 396, I'm gonna run clean out of his fucking life.
You ain't gonna do shit. You gonna sit right there. What now? You gonna sit right there, and we gonna holler.
That motherfucker make some horsepower. You pulling the wheels at 100 feet.
Let me tell you something.
It come up off the ground at 100 feet out, Cheese. Not off the line.
Wow.
I was on the motor, man.
I'm gonna send you a video, a whole video with the GoPro, with the tire getting picked up 2 to 3 times through the whole pad, not just no 100 feet. And guess what? Why I did that? A broken axle tube. Now he's talking about he making power because he pulled the wheel. You only pull the left front wheel. The right one was on the ground.
I got a whole big old big block in there toting the front wheel. He couldn't pull the front wheels off the ground, and he had the ass in dropped on the ground.
No, it's not dropped on the ground. What you don't understand?
Y'all come from fucking no prep setup.
Hey, don't you worry about it, because I tell you what it is. It was A to B. We don't need the wheels to come up. If your wheels came up at 100 feet,
he comes the blue track with a no-prep setup, man.
Hey,
it's a no-prep
track.
Why was your man trying to act up?
Hey, Boone Williams, why June Henry was acting up, how you do it? What's the reason? Tell me how to do this and that. Huh?
June Henry ain't never going to come out there looking like that, boy.
Hey, I tell you what, I knocked June in the head.
He had that car drop down in there.
I bet you won't make that pass. Send him out there. He's a badass. Send him out there with that nose sitting down and watch that nose come down. She's trying to sell you that picture. You bought it, huh?
No, the lady ain't said I was talking to Boone, and the lady came into the conversation.
She don't sell no pictures nor videos, bro. She don't sell no pictures nor videos.
Well, she might sell them because she's a good salesperson. Look, she got Michael believing his car fast.
I was on the phone with the man who won your event. You know what he told me? He said, "Boy, that boy, that Uncle Marabella, punk that shit, come out there fucking with y'all."
Let me tell you something, Michael. You can try to befriend everybody around drag racing.
You're affiliated with every racing group in New Orleans. Why you never got on side of Marvin?
Marvin got a small block. You got a big block.
Who is Marvin?
Same one you said won the event. Why you get on side of him?
You talking
about
Everett?
No. I said Marvin. The one you keep trying to talk
Everett
about.
Everett won the event.
I'm talking about the one from last week, the one with Marvin and the little Mustang. I know Everett won that event that day we was there. I'm talking about the one after that. Marvin with the small block.
Marvin with the small block. Who? You talking about Posey?
Marvin Posey.
Yeah, he's talking about Marvin Posey.
With the turbo car? Hey, Posey got a stripper. Posey's supposed to be running strippers like Mo Jeezy and all of them. Man, I got a whole steel car with interior, when I just put back the interior back in it, a whole steel car with interior and a fiberglass hood. I was one of those lazy motherfuckers that dozed and top and hood come on. I'm not.
You ain't got a ribbon on
I'm racing motherfuckers that look like me, and he one of them. Get your ass in the other lane.
And I'm going to beat your eyeballs out
this. I guarantee you, I'm going to beat the brakes off you, and you ain't never going to come back fucking with me.
Man, let me tell you something. Michael Dillon, when I whoop you, you don't come to the
Rising
Star. I'm coming to
the
Rising Star that Sunday.
You don't have enough to whoop me. That's the problem. You don't have enough to whoop me.
Mouth.
You don't
have
enough to whoop me. That's your problem.
Your mouth
say
anything.
From what I've seen, I know you don't have enough to whoop me.
Well, this is where it goes.
I'm waiting on you.
Believer, how much?
I'm waiting on you.
Believer, how much would you see?
I'm waiting on
Believe
you.
How much and what you see?
We did. I'm waiting on you and B. Brown. Whatever y'all ready. I'm waiting on you and B. Brown. Whenever y'all ready.
I got
it.
All right.
Let me catch you.
All right.
Hang on, y'all got a mic. Open up. 504-2496. Who we got?
What's up, man? It's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
All right, how you making out?
How you doing, man?
All right, Joe. Than that.
Joe who? What did he say his name? Joe what?
He just said Joe.
Give me a...
Joe say he's listening in.
Oh, okay.
Listening in.
Okay.
Listening to that guy, Michael Dillon, talk all that shit. Talking about what he got in his car, what kind of motor? He got a big old motor in his car, though. See that?
You say I got a big old motor. I got a 396 in that car.
Yeah, right.
That's all that's in there, 396 with good heads. On a plate kit. Right. It ain't even got a fogger on it.
Let Hot Rod look at it then.
Hot Rod didn't look at it.
Damn,
Hot Rod,
man,
my motor is no secret.
Look at
my motor, no secret. I don't post pictures of my motor and everything. There's no secret. Hot Rod is the one that won't open his ears. But I don't want to be in motor. I want him in another lane.
You ain't got to be about this car. You're supposed to be running with motor.
I told you for $500.
I'm supposed to be running with motor. Motor them got fucking carbon fiber tops, hood, doors,
that
all
shit.
That bullshit. I got a full steel car with power windows.
You
don't know nothing about racing. You don't know nothing about racing.
You know,
I got all that bullshit. I'm not putting that shit on my car. I got all of it to myself. I got everything for that. I don't want that shit on my car.
Keep your fucking message, G.
I'm just saying.
That's what they don't understand.
I don't want that shit on my car.
I got a fiberglass cap, doze, all that shit sitting in my shop. I don't want that shit. That's for race cars. I have a street car, full interior with power windows.
I got a damn message.
Let me see your registration if you got a street car.
I can bring it on the street. What's the problem?
Let me see your registration and your insurance.
I don't need all of that.
Well, you
I don't have
street
to keep
car.
That. Let me tell you something. When you go to an NMC
that ain't hard
event,
to get. That ain't hard
when you
to
go
get.
To an when you hey G, when you go to an NMCA event, they don't ask you for your fucking registration. They ask you, does your car fit in this class? That's the only thing they ask you. And the class that my car fits in, Mo and the rest of them fucking strippers don't fit in. So now when you learn something about racing, then you talk to me about bullshit like that. My car sits just like B. Brown and Hot Rod. An all-steel car with a fiberglass hood.
My
front cap don't come off. There's nothing come off of the hood.
My front cap come off.
Hot Rod, your front cap come off? Oh,
yeah,
I need to hit.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
no, 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 no.
I just
want
to make sure you heard
it. I just want to say, I just want to be clear. It come off now. The front cap come off.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man, we got a stripper. Michael Dillon.
That don't mean nothing. No, he ain't a stripper. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. I ain't going to be a stripper.
He's a stripper.
I ain't stripping fast.
He don't want to. Why you got to put a removable front cap? You know, let nobody see that small box, supposedly.
I don't even have nobody to see it. So I just take it off now. You can see it anyway. So fuck it.
I bet you he ain't got no 5'3" or 5'7". So what the hell? That bitch aftermarket.
Yeah.
So quit that bullshit. He ain't got no 5'3", no 5'7".
I got
stock
motor
systems,
everything.
I got a camo motor. Like Kevin,
he ain't got the motor somebody else got. What the fuck, man? Get out of here. You probably got a 4 1/4-inch crank in that motherfucker.
I got a 4.8 bore. 4.8 block LS.
480.
Four eight. Good Lord. He got a 4.8 more small LS motor? Goddamn. Where you get that from, Jimmy?
He got the ERL with that plate going top.
He got a 4.8 bore spacer?
He got a fucking 447.
He got a 447 in that truck, man. Talking shit.
Motherfucker, Michael, boy. You crazy.
Hey, you got it, Michael. You know. See how he laughs.
Motherfucker got a 447 in that truck, boy.
You
know what he got.
Fucking tall deck LS motor with one of them big split-ass intakes that you take apart.
Mike, you can't do that. I can't do that because I get disqualified from a Madisonville race if I got one of them.
Ain't nobody ever got disqualified from our race.
I'm just fucking with you, James.
No, you got. Ain't nobody ever got disqualified.
No, man.
With
no,
a stripper truck with a split intake. Good Lord.
I ain't got nothing.
Lord,
I can't afford that. I can't afford all that. Them real strippers might have some shit like that.
Got mass motorsports heads, all that bullshit on there talking about, I got a
Frankenstein.
What's the biggest LS motor, General Motors, that'll put out a 362 or some shit like that?
No, 427.
We gonna get it on though. B Brown and me gonna get it on with Mike. We're gonna clip it up.
I'll bring them motherfuckers on. I'm waiting. I'm laying in the gap.
All right. All right.
Yeah, Jamie, I ran over a 480.
Cheese, you don't go ahead with that balloon.
Man, listen, Cheese. He was walking me down. You seen how he closed that gap.
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
That's why I need to hit.
Yeah.
That big ass motor man got a movable front cap.
Get my little 396 to hit too. Shit, I ain't got no but a plate kit. Y'all got foggles, 60 jets,
all
and all that bullshit.
Hey, the cab of the truck. All the doors is fiberglass, probably.
My plate kit only has 2 solenoids. Michael, your plate kit got 4. Now leave me alone now.
I got a single plate kit.
Yeah, but they come on at the same time as a single kit.
If a fogger come on at the same time,
they got four solenoids on the fogger. They come on at the same time as one kit.
No, they don't. Cheese banking is still only one kit, though.
That's only one kit.
No, it's not. That's two.
Cheese got one hit.
You got a fogger. It's only half of it. Only 4 cylinders. Only half of it.
So you apply it at the same time.
Mine come on at the same time. I don't know what you're talking about, no half and half.
That person I knew that broke the fucking crankshaft in half.
Yeah, banking ain't good. Throw the hot man
ain't
got for the
motor. That no more either.
The hot rod must have did that shit before somebody he know about banking.
No, it wasn't me. I seen an old schooler do it. He tried to bank that motherfucker and the crank came out the other side.
God damn. Banking night, you Lord.
Yeah, spring inside the motor. But you got to throw shit off.
They told them swapping 4 and 7 would let them do it. Shit. They swapped 4 and 7.
Told them.
What that motherfucker look like out of 2 and 8.
Man, I ain't never heard no shit like that.
They still do it. Some people do it, but they don't do it for long.
Some people do it.
They're like hundreds of seconds. It ain't a lot.
Yeah.
You can't do it like a little second.
They do it on multiple small kits, not one big kit, just enough to get you out, soften the hit out the hole.
Some of them old school cats try to do that with big hits on one fogger, and they was trying to bank one side, and you ain't gonna. I mean, that eliminates you even balancing the motor. Don't make sense.
That's right. Throw the harmonics off of it. That shit.
Yep.
That fucking crank don't know what they want to do.
How many
cranks y'all messed up?
Put a 100-pound man on one side of the seesaw and jumping on the bitch on the other side with a 400-pound man. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going for a ride. Mm-hmm.
How many cranks y'all messed up doing that shit?
Oh, no. I ain't never banked shit. You better know before you bank that shit again. You better know now.
I ain't never broke no crank to be banking no shit. I got one kid on my car, one.
And 2 cold boxes.
Hell no. Nah. I run a 24 jet, and you talking about a 60 jet. Lord, 60.
24
Lord.
Jet. I know 24 is about a 250.
That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so, and they say with a, and they say with a cold box, it's almost double. So you shooting 500 on that Mustang,
Chief. Hell no.
Yes. At least. Right,
you got no 500 on there? No, no 500. Okay. I got a 24 jet.
You better put that halo on system in that bitch. Go ahead, fire everybody, motherfucker.
What you trying to say, bro?
Anybody got onboard fire suppression? No, I'm being serious.
All them bad motherfuckers. I know. Lorenzo, Suge got it. Travis got it. I don't.
Which one they use?
Jump out the motherfucker.
I done been in a car that caught on fire, so I'm kind of.
Yeah, I remember you guys.
That's why you see me in that motherfucker strapped down, gloves, shoes, socks. I ain't catching on fire.
I just ride with the door. I just ride with the dude and one hand on the fucking seatbelt. Hey. We gonna hope the ship
dude,
to work.
That's how I was. I was at Hattiesburg. I opened the door and I looked down there and seen that road moving. I said, I ain't jumping out there, because I had a buddy I used to work with had road rash. Well, he jumped out, he wrecked his motorbike, and he had a white beat on. Ate that, well, you had a seat back.
Woo!
I thought about that.
That.
I'm going to wait till his head, let it slow down a little bit.
On your head.
I ain't jumping out here and get ate up. You know, back then, at Hattiesburg, all you had to have was a damn helmet, if that sometime.
And you could ride down there with a potty. You
can
have a partner ride with
you. Yeah, you wasn't.
Well,
you know, it had no tape. I had no suit on. I said, oh, shit. I said, so I'm going to make sure I get me something. I'll put me a couple more fires in there.
I checked with them to see
what
kind they have exactly.
I heard,
oh,
I see they got
man,
that fire.
I think Chicken
thing.
Man
they
got
a couple.
Chicken Man got one, too.
Well, so you say he fast people got it, so he fast, huh?
No, he real safety conscious.
Not wrong.
Military.
Not
he military. So, you know, he tried to do it all.
I think it's called Devin Vanderhoff was talking about one. I think it's called 365 or something of formula people use. It's real small. Formula One and all that.
It's a learning curve with that shit, too, now, because a lot of people don't know that shit activating you in the car. You can't be sitting there screaming and howling trying to breathe and get out.
Oh, you talking about with Haline?
Yeah. That shit cut all your oxygen.
No, Haline, you got it takes oxygen out there, so you got to take a deep breath
when
you pull
out
that trigger. Yeah.
You
if you fuck around and squeeze that trigger, they're going to find you passed out. Motherfucker going to be can't breathe in there, so I'm going to be, oh, shit.
Going straight to
the yeah. No, you got to take it. They say take a deep breath before you squeeze it.
Oh, yeah.
But
a lot of them don't know
on fire.
I had to tell a few people that.
Yeah, you on fire.
But they didn't even know it. I was like, that's an oxygen scavenger, man. You can't. When you pull that trigger,
no.
You better know.
Don't fire can't
breath.
Survive without oxygen.
Go
ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but I can hold my breath a little bit longer than that fire can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's why they tell you to throw, you know, like baking soda and stuff at the base of the fire. Smother it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Until you cover it. Or like a damp rag throwing it, sort of smother it out.
So, hot rod.
That's another thing they say keep.
Troy, yeah, Troy and Shug supposed to race at Alley Cat race. We're trying to get them all together. I mean, it gonna lock in and it's gonna go down. It's going down. Shug,
when is
Shug
that
ready? Troy getting. I think it was Memorial Day weekend. I think.
Oh, so that's the end of May.
Yeah, I think so. 20th or something like that. Is it
20th? 28th or 20th?
He invited me to race in that. It's $500 entry fee, but man, he got big tires, small tires. He got all them cars mixed up. I don't know about racing that shit. You win first round, you win the entry fee back. But
shit,
I thought it was just
turn
all small tire racing. And that little 396 came around with them big fat cars, man.
That's a 693, you mean.
Drag race, man.
Yeah, anything can happen, man. Boom, just said it.
Yeah, well, I work a little hard for my money. I'm a little bit more conservative.
See, we all work hard, man. Everybody works hard for their money, no matter what you do.
Everybody works hard. Standing in front of my mailbox.
What?
In New Orleans?
Hello? Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Your mic open. Joe, your mic open.
You see?
Hey, Joe.
Mute your mic.
I got it. I muted you. Joe, I muted your mic, man. We can hear you talking. In the background. So
I know what Joe. I know exactly what Joe watching. I heard him say, "Ooh, I know what he's looking at."
Leave it alone. I got him. So
there you go.
But yeah, he.
But yeah, but that's they're gonna do it, Chief. Lorenzo getting ready. Troy getting ready. They're gonna do it.
Yeah,
it's a fun little thing. They're gonna have some fun.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That little fun. Same way you be trying to
do. No, I'm not betting money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, Troy wants to bet money.
No, I'm saying it's gonna be. We bet some money now. We betting some money, but it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be, you know, ain't gonna be no bullshit. That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be fun.
You need to put Shug on Troy. Oh,
they talk amongst each other.
Troy actually asked for the race.
There you go. Nah. Chief, you won't do that to me, man.
Troy the stripper too. All these damn strippers they dealing around. I'm gonna get all my dollars out here.
I don't want no
stripper. Who you like, Chief?
Huh?
How you get here? Who you like?
Whoa.
Oh, man. I bet me another dozen of them goddamn corners in. I want them 3-pounders. If we bet, I want the 3-pounders. 12 of them.
No, you won't see no more of them,
come on,
ain't no more coming in from Colombia. I mean, no more coming in from over there.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
my goodness.
Let me stop, because your ass instigate some shit. No, hell no. There ain't going to be no bill 3-pounder.
Hey, what is it? 2.3?
The biggest they're going to be is 2 point something. That's it.
Well, you know that.
2 pounds.
I don't
know. What the banana is orange. What? It's green? What is it? I don't know.
nine GMO chicken.
How I'm feeling. We ain't looking at my motor when we race, bro.
I'm gonna let him see mine.
Yeah, no, I bet I never see it. Yeah. Hey, Jamie Carr comes to the track on the trailer. They roll it off that motherfucker, crank up, go down and make that hit. They open that door, wipe that holly off the time, and put it back on the trailer.
What did he say, wipe the what?
The holly, the dominator, the computer system, not the carburetor, the computer system inside the car. Oh, that's right. Jamie got a stripper too, yeah. Jamie don't take that cap off that motherfucker.
It don't come off.
Oh, I know. Yeah, mine
used. What you call it? I don't have no buttons on it. Mine all bolted up. Mine all fat.
Gave me a new word. A stripper. Got him stripper car.
That word ain't new. We've been using it for months right here.
And the high ride, that's not a Dominator, it's a Terminator X.
And Cut Creator, what's Cut Creator at then?
That's what I'm putting there, Terminator X and Cut Creator. You Dominator for the big race cars, man. You seen that little
man,
screen? I got Terminator X screen in that car.
Terminator X screen. That's it. Screen saver.
That's a little bit of Terminator X.
What you talking about, High Ride? I run a 750 double bumper. What the fuck you talking about, shit?
On one side and 750 on the other side.
Oh, Lord, this dude say one side and I got a small block.
Well,
he said
one
side.
Block. Y'all say he
posted on the him on the dyno.
I don't even know where they got a chassis dyno over here. You the one saying
the motor.
Over here.
I see motor passes.
No, they got a hub dyno over there by y'all.
Well, yeah, he ain't posted nothing on here.
Okay. He must pick it up.
High ride.
No, I don't see where it's been removed. Unless he put it on there earlier.
I made him take it down. Don't do that, bro.
No, I ain't made him take nothing down. Nah. He put it up there. I see she was gone. What you bad at?
I didn't see nothing.
It showed the split car in. She let him take.
Yeah, all that on there. Everything.
Woo!
See it all. He said since it's the old setup. No, you know what? It might be that might be in Michael's group. Mike, that's in your group, huh?
Yeah,
it's a mic group. Go to mic group. You see it?
Oh, okay.
See that motherfucker curl up? You see that motherfucker curl up like a cat when he go to that shit? I was hiding behind the cold drink machine. I said, man, that shit don't sound right. Boy, you laughed at me the whole ride home. I called home and told everybody. Insurance
people
letting everything stand up in there with that shit.
You worked with me, I went and got in the truck when they was doing somebody else mode. I went and got in the truck. My nephew said, why we sitting out here? I said, man, you start seeing some thing out that road, we're going to be safe. That's why.
Yeah. I don't have to explain how you got killed. Not it. Yeah, but it is. It's gonna be fun, man. I think we're gonna try to bring all three of them. Mine, D. Brown, maybe. I don't know if Travis and Mo gonna make it. They probably gonna make it because we're gonna come up there and cut up. I mean, the whole crew, everybody's gonna just try to come up there. You know? So for that race, there we gonna all go.
Huh? Which one?
Alicat thing.
Well, go for it. I get it.
That ain't all right, bad. Boom.
Boom, we can hear you, Boom.
Who is it, Kevin Costner?
Boom, and that been watching Water World.
The Water World.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the thing because I just watched it on Netflix.
The Water World.
May 30th at HMP, they said. Somebody just texted me that race Alley Cat is May 30th at HMP.
May 30th? That's Memorial Day then? All right.
Yeah.
Whatever day that is, Alley Cat race the day. That's good, though. That give a little time. All
right. Well, you got time off after that. Usually people don't work on Monday. Some of them. Those poor folks.
Yeah. Well, he go with that bullshit. You make your own hour, James.
What? No, I don't.
You make your own
hours. My customers make my hours. I don't make my hours.
Well, your customers don't know if you're working for another customer at that time, so you're good.
Okay. Yep.
But I know they say H&P got a short shutdown, huh? But we, you know,
We don't figure we're going to have to be too – we ain't going to have to
– You'll
stand
be all right.
You
ain't got nothing to worry about, dog. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Yeah, you're right. I tell you what I'm going to do, though. You're going to be the first motherfucker to get the parachute pulled on.
You ain't got to pull that motherfucker. You going to pull it because when I run out your life, you're going to – fuck, man, my shoe come up. I had it. I was going to get it, but my shoe come out and slowed me down, man.
All right.
Okay. You gonna see mine because I'm putting mine on right now. I'm gonna put me some fucking baby powder in that bitch. You gonna think my motor blew up? Poof. But you ain't gonna see it. Travis gonna see it. Travis, this motherfucker tried to wreck me. All that fucking dust come out of that. Shit. Tell him, Jesus, we're gonna load it up with some dust.
All right. Load that bitch up with the leftover feather cheese you give me. We'll see, though. That's going to be one of for the hood. If they don't have that many people there, we're going to record it. Have it recorded.
Hey, yeah, y'all are live, man.
Yeah.
Damn right. Yeah, buddy, man. I can't believe it's quiet tonight, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, but shit. Man. I'm quiet, everybody, shit. What else we got happening? That's it. Well, so that means that's the end of May. We got Kale and them this weekend. The following weekend is, well, 2 weeks is Curtis Hart and Shannon Wilker. Isn't Travis throwing a race?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I got to find out exactly that date. I think Travis got one coming soon.
Yeah, I knew he had something coming.
June, I think it may be in June or something. I'm gonna find out.
He
has something coming up at
Emerald Coast,
I think.
Yeah.
Emerald Coast.
Yeah, I know
somewhere around
that area. Yeah, I'm gonna get the date. But yeah, he's going out there. Okay. July 10th is Travis. Somebody just texted me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Yeah, I be the part of my firecracker unless you get out of bed and go hang out.
Yeah, that'd be the 4th of July. Be that what?
That'd be a week and a day before
Sunday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go Saturday for you. Shit, I was just doing something. I forgot what I was doing. Oh. Yeah. That's about it, man.
Hello?
See what? Yeah, go ahead.
Where cheese at, man? Cheese fell off or something?
He on you? She's still on you?
You must can't talk right now.
Holy shit. Oh, man. What you mess with cheese about?
This is not cutting out. I was on two phones. They were talking about, I heard them talk about strippers and stuff, the removable front caps and all that stuff, you know. I was trying to see where he fell in there.
She's a stripper too, babe. Chief got them stripper tendencies?
I don't know.
Chief just fell off, Clyde.
Oh, man.
He can't call back either.
No, he can't call back. Let me see if 757 on here for him.
He called on too.
Yeah, he on it. He on too, so if he... You can call him. Piggyback with them.
Chief, I'm scared, man.
Huh? What did he say? Oh, man. Yep. That's it. Ain't nothing happening.
What about a little boy that they got... What's the deal with that coal tar thing, dude? What they gonna do?
With the who?
Tar. What they gonna do?
Coal tar. Man.
What you talking about? What's this dude?
Some on Madison. What y'all doing over there, man?
Clyde thought shit. Oh, shit, Lorene, your mic open.
You ain't gonna say nothing.
What you saying, Clyde?
I just think it's waiting what they were doing, that's all.
Nah, dude. Shit. I don't think Renee.
No, Jamie, no downplay. Cut up. It's after 8. Fuck it. What's the cold out? What's going on?
Man, it's inside. That's inside stuff.
Ain't that a bitch? So we come on in and put all the inside shit outside, and then now you won't act like you got a closet for y'all. Shit.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. 757-7547. Your mic open.
I fell off. Now, what you were saying, Hot Rod? I fell off.
Hold on. Don't come on here waving pistol at me. Come
oh,
on, man.
Come on, man. I fell off. You know, they say you calling my name, but I mean, I fell off.
No, I didn't call your name. Clyde came
so
Clyde
your
pointed
name.
The pistol at you.
I didn't hear what he said. I mean, just said, oh,
he came on here. He came on here and pointed the pistol, and you laid on your stomach and hung up.
I laid on my stomach. Come on, man.
There
y'all go.
Clyde won't know where you fit in with the front cap, removable front cap.
Where I fit in at. I don't
know. Well, that's what he said.
I ain't got a stripper.
Then he said you had a cold towel on your ass.
He said, what about cold towel racing? Where they at?
The cold towel on your ass.
Cold towel racing. What's cold towel? Cold towel racing. Who
was that? He said you had a cold towel on your ass, like you was hurting.
Man, why this dude keep trying to put me with Junior Henry, man? I ain't laying on my damn stomach, bro. What the fuck is wrong with that dude? Man, I ain't had to get my ass raised or nothing. Shit, why you keep putting me out there with that shit? All right, Clyde, I told you I was throwing the rocks, but and I know you're listening.
You might have Drew Henry on the back line fucking with you, Chief.
Hey, I read it. Hey, Clyde, keep throwing them on my stomach. I ain't had to ride home no extra shaman and shit under my stomach. This is dry talk shit.
Hey, man, y'all gonna be talking about my partner like that, man. That's fucked up.
That's my boy, too. He's my boy, too. Shit. Yeah. That's the first time I heard Junior Henry bow down. Right now, car ain't ready. I ain't gonna say nothing. I said, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. I keep on wanting to throw me out there, bro. I told you, he can pick them. Nah, he a bully. I like them bullies. I always beat them bullies up. I like them bullies.
Clyde,
stirring that pot.
Yeah, that's why he ain't saying nothing. I'm waiting on to say that he's on the, he only got a 369 and a half. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well, what he got?
Michael done told it. Michael done told now. Nah, you and him both got them big ass smoking small blocks.
No, 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 no.
Michael done told on y'all ass now.
What Clyde got? You said you waiting on him. Yeah, what Clyde got then? She don't want to tell the people. We want to know.
He got a 369 and a half. 369.9.
That's what I got. That's what I got, bro. That's what the man said.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I'd get you to talk again. Yeah.
See, bro. I'm on the other line.
You just talk to her. You know what? I'm not fully coming at. I said I'm gonna leave my teammates alone, but you don't want to keep throwing rocks.
Look. I'm gonna say this. He ain't say nothing about you laying on your stomach. He ain't say nothing about a cool towel on your ass. I said that. I was just talking.
Yeah, but
he was looking for
somebody for a cap.
Oh, yeah, I was looking for him. I ain't gonna rat on nobody, but I ain't say that part.
When I pull that ass over, I had them niggas come with a flash on the daytime, too.
Oh, Lord.
You got to get past Hank
Gates. Man, don't do that, Clyde. Don't do that, man. Why you doing that? You know how bad that man was.
You touched the soft spot right there, Clyde. Hey. I like hanging gang.
Good. I'm glad. I like him. I hope he's listening too. I'm gonna hang my foot off of his ass too.
You better believe he's listening. Hey, right now, I bet you did you clapping his hands and rolling them together. Tell me, I got you.
I got the same motor you got. I got the same head. We got the same engine builder. I said, all right, we're going to see.
You got more hood.
And they got the, y'all got the same tuner.
Y'all
got the same tuner.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, Cheese, you going to be driving against you going to be driving against y'all electronics, man?
I'm going to be driving against all electronics.
You're an electronics man. Heavy did your electronics too?
Oh, I don't know what they're doing. All I'm worried about is when I put my foot up. And I ain't got nothing to get with Heavy. Hang game, he big for his ass whooping, just like Clyde did.
Oh,
wait, man.
You know that little, when the chihuahua keep on walking on that big ass rockwaller and keep biting him and biting him, and all of a sudden that rockwaller snaps his ass. All right, that's enough.
Oh.
That's enough.
Don't hear about this one tonight.
You ain't hear no earn. That's why I'm throwing rocks, all right?
Junior
will
call
Junior
in the
morning
when he get off work.
Hey. I know Junior.
Boy, hey, Jamie, you down bad, Jamie.
What?
Nothing with your slick ass. Nothing.
What?
Junior said we got the same motor, head, engine, and tweet. So he said we did it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Daddy. All right.
So what you saying, T? You did a little something more than he did, or what? What you saying?
T, I was supposed to run you first. So me and you been going at, you know, get this off. The car started throwing rocks. And Junior started hitting me with a 2x4 in the back of the head. I'm ready for you. All right. All right.
What did you say?
Right.
They jumped me.
Hey, you know what a coon do when he get backed up. That man come out swinging.
Yeah, he come out swinging, but he don't always win, though.
She asked some of them dogs that want to try to get that bitch off along. What happened?
Well, we know that fucking pot of liquor Jamie got over there that's barking ain't going to get no coon.
Oh, God damn, they call him in a pilot. God damn, dog.
What is this?
Ain't nobody
he called your dog
damn,
a pilot, bro. Yeah, dude, boy.
Hey.
All right, sneakers them up.
See, I wouldn't say so, but I'm trying to be politically correct. I'm a text you.
All right, hey. I'm a text you.
Sitting
over here waiting now. This killer waiting now.
I'm gonna text you. I'm gonna text you what I what it got what he do. I'll put in the group text.
I got him to throw punches at me again.
Steve, Bob, you got an ETA yet, Steve? Or you still doing that fine trimming in?
What's the fine trimming? Man, come on, bro. What are you talking about, man?
I'm just saying, I know you got that pro shit, that one-off shit, so you making sure it's right. That's what I'm saying, that fine trimming in. You just getting it right.
I told you I'm running a 24 jet. And ain't no
I said, do you have an ETA?
Well, I got 2 more weeks of this cast on my foot, and it's going to be coming off. 2 weeks coming off. So,
save the material for your ass.
There you go. You're talking to my ass, too. All right. I'm talking that ass shit. Y'all must have had that laser cut on the ass and down trying to put it on me. Ain't nobody else put this fucking cut on mine.
We're going to melt that down and make you a diaper.
You know, I don't have no parachute in my car because it ain't fast enough. So I'm going to ask you what color you want to throw in your face now.
Hey,
what color you
want to
throw in your face?
I ain't going to see it back there. I'm going to stop at the ticket.
You ain't going to see it. You right.
I'm going to stop at a ticket booth and pull over so when you pass me, I'll see your little parachute dragging on the ground.
Oh, this man said he's going to stop. Hey, come on, man.
Hey, and then I'm going to laugh because you threw that parachute out the window.
It might just be baby powder I'm throwing out the window so I'm going to tell you.
All right. You better say that baby powder because I'm going to have you chase. You're going to need that baby powder.
Well, I'm going to make sure ain't no water on my side of the track. Ain't no water dripping on my car. Ain't no oil, no plug leaking.
Ain't got to worry about that.
No,
that's part of the reason that bitch can get butt-necking now. That's part of the reason. Don't worry about it.
You with your 480, Cloudy's 369.5, and me and my 421. We're going to rock and roll. That's what we're going to do.
321,
huh? 321.
Repeat
that
again.
321
again,
please.
No,
repeat that again, please. What you say?
My
351?
My
421,
I said. What you mean?
Man, Michael Dillon.
What you want me to repeat, my
421? Michael Dillon, what number you said that was earlier, that high
rod
had?
A 447. 500 cubic.
Close to cheese. Y'all high ride a little bigger.
Who?
Man.
Yeah, because I got a 421. I guess he is bigger. Yeah.
Gee, you got a 351 base motor, so say, but you got a small block Ford 421 base.
Yeah, I got a 421 small block Ford.
Base.
I keep trying to tell y'all.
B-A-S-E-D. That means that's where it starts.
Oh, fuck. He got a 369.5. You got a 480.
Man, y'all.
Man, why don't you tell the people about those 2.5-inch pipes you got hanging on the side of that mug?
When you as I beat each one of y'all, whoever I race and I beat them, I'm going to pull a hood, and I'm going to let you see that 6.0 liter stock block.
You got that mug got a 6-inch collector on there. There's a whole lot of some 2.5-inch pipes you got coming into the back side.
Oh, shit.
6-inch collector. I'm looking at the collector. I'm like, golly, look at the size of the pipes in there.
No.
You going to race this year? Are we going to race this year, Cheese?
Oh, no, definitely. You just get it's closer to way. What do you think? You tell me. You got all my information. You tell me.
It's April now.
Okay. That's fine.
You got two months before the middle of the year.
We will definitely
get hot.
Definitely. they stop racing when it get hot. I know how to wait till it get cold, be dark outside to come out.
Oh no, you ain't gotta hide now. Don't hide.
Hold up, Clyde. Knock up some money. I race you this year, then. Now, you too hot, right? Now.
You ain't saying nothing. Who you want me to send the money to?
I just sent him some. For the show.
Hello?
Cheese.
Boy, I know
Cheese.
Jamie got him on mute. Cheese, hooping it high.
No, Cheese ain't on mute. Cheese.
No, he fell off, man.
Oh,
he fell
did?
Off.
Oh,
he'll
probably call
off.
You back.
I guess he did. He must have
locked up. Oh, we got you, baby. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Wait, so he showed back up. How he fell off and showed back up?
Because he's on Calvin, the guy that just said he fell off. That's Cheese's cousin. He be on the show. Another guy sent some money on to the
right
show.
Now?
Yeah, he's in Virginia, I think.
Oh, that's the one Clyde be messing with.
Yeah, that's him, yep. Boy, Hot Rod, I know you've been in there with them people. I said, I didn't want to say that. Yeah, that's
I don't be messing with
Calvin.
Nobody, bro. I don't be messing with nobody. I'm the friendliest guy
man,
y'all know.
That man see you be in the shop looking at his cars.
Oh, he do. He know he do. Hey, he send me pictures of
it. Hey, man,
all
I'm a custom at that shop.
All car I'm running, all kind of stuff.
He custom.
Hey, man, I got a key to that place.
You take the package at the airport?
I was told to check the package. They don't tell the whole story. They don't say, oh, look at that box right there. They don't say all that.
UTSA. You ain't cuffing UTSA.
Man told me, look. I didn't know what I was looking at anyway, so it didn't make a difference.
Ain't nobody told you to look. You all up on the covers, all in the
I'm
back of the
you,
shop.
Man.
All up
man,
under
look.
The, all
I,
up
my
under the car taking
there.
Pictures of the rim and everything. I'm going to have a tape measure measuring my front end on my cap and stuff. God damn.
You have all that line.
Taking reference pictures.
Huh?
All types of angles and everything.
Oh, that's your cousin. Your cousin got the ProMile front cap.
No, indeed, nobody got no ProMile front cap.
He just said somebody was missing. That means it's longer than normal.
Yes, Clyde. Clyde taking serial numbers down. Oh, I know what that is now. I know where that block come from now. God damn. All right.
Yeah, but. That's what y'all doing over there in Madisonville. Everybody got ProMile front cap. So we gonna start measuring front cap.
No. Don't say what we. Cause we still might run each other as long as all shabby lights and shit don't step out the line. Y'all all right?
We ain't got no line around y'all. Shit. Jeez, I'm gonna make you try to skip the line. You gonna try to run?
I'm gonna run. I'm too big to run now.
Well, I'm gonna make
you
lay
shoot
down.
Him in the back, huh?
What you gonna do? You gonna get down or you gonna lay down? See?
Long as I lay down on my back, not on my stomach, like y'all be trying.
Wrong with your toes up, huh?
My toes better be pointing straight up.
He can't run no more, High Rod. He can't run no more.
Yeah. And he can only shoot so fast, Clyde. He can only shoot so fast.
He can't run no more. It's old running over for him.
Yeah,
I ain't got to run no more. I got a small black four going to run for me.
Man, Haynes game going to pop off your fucking head, man.
Well, you steady trying to put hand game on me, bro. He's going to be so mad at you. He's going
to
be so mad.
I ain't trying to put him on you. I ain't. Look. Hold up now.
Tell him how to
I ain't trying to put him on you. Remember, y'all introduced me to that conversation. Cheese, I walking by y'all. Cheese, say, hot rod.
Man.
He can't fuck with me.
Don't say me. Cheese didn't say that. Hang gang called you over there. He called everybody over there.
Well, he called me over there. And
he
I
called
said,
over there.
I said, hang gang gonna knock your fucking head off. And you said, okay, I got you too.
And I'm not anything. I want him to call me Hoghead Cheese. I'm not the word. Hoghead
Cheese. Hang Gang still wiping the tears from that black vet out his eye.
Oh,
wait a minute. What black vet beat him? Whoa. Mike, y'all beat him with a black vet?
Yeah, that black vet beat him.
The one y'all be racing on the street?
The little old glass black vet?
Wait. I ain't got no two-step on. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to throw me under the bus with Michael. But I ain't got no two-step on.
I'm trying to throw you under there. Michael said, you said, man, he let him beat him. Now, hold on now. That's a double-edged sword. I know. I ain't trying to throw you on nothing. You were saying what you said.
Okay.
So we just listening. Now, go ahead and say what you got to say. We want to hear this. Now, go ahead.
I said it already. I don't have no two-step on.
Say it again.
Ain't no two-step on you.
I'm going to ask the question then. Cheese, you want some of the vet?
Michael. See, Michael told you something a long time ago, and I don't know how to take Michael no more. Michael said, man, Cheese aggressive as shit. Now, and I'm not aggressive. It's just I hear Michael get aggressive. So, I mean, hey, I'm getting in the conversation where it's being thrown out.
The way you commented on that made me and Hot Rod think, well, what a vet must be a pushover. And Hayes gave a pushover.
Hayes gave called Run Good. It runs good. I keep telling him, stay out of my way.
All you saying is that's what we want to know.
I'm saying, and this is what nobody wants, you do not understand my words that's coming out of my mouth.
Jeez, you got jumped again.
Damn,
you got jumped again, Cheese.
What are you doing, Damon? Oh,
hold up. Let me finish.
You got jumped again, Cheese.
See, he wanted to finish because he's hoping my car. My car is so close to being ready, he know it. See, when I come back out, I'm going to go down the lift, and I'm going to start a hang game. Now, and Michael, you want to push that vet out there when he ain't got no business being on side of me? I mean, you did it. I didn't
there
you
go,
T. You did it.
He said the vet don't have no business being on side of that.
No business.
How you figure that? Tell me. Hold on. You think he below you or above you?
Well, listen to me. He run good with hand game. Y'all run hand game. He's doing good. Let's put it that way. And I'm gonna blow hand game out his asshole.
Say what you
got
to say, man.
So I'm
not
backing up.
Should the man race you because he's too fast to race you? He shouldn't race you because he's too fast, or he's too slow to be running you? Answer that.
Whenever you're ready, let us know. We're gonna bring the vet to see you.
I tell you what, I'm not giving you nothing.
You,
I'm telling you right now, I ain't giving you nothing. Nothing. No back tie, no hit, no all that.
The
stuff. You ain't getting nothing.
Cheese. The vet is on a 26. The vet is on a 26 inch tie.
See, we already starting to cry already. I just said
the same 26 inch tie beat Haynes game. He on a 26 inch tie.
Yeah, that's Haynes game. Haynes game. B-I-G.
Only thing I can tell you is just be ready.
See, then when I beat the vet, oh man,
if you beat him, but the way I see it, I don't think you can beat him.
They said the fucking rabbit wouldn't stop to take the shit. The bat wouldn't have caught his ass either.
Well, Haynes Gang thought he was a pushover too till he seen him run out of life.
I didn't say Haynes Gang caught him run good. I never said it. I told him, when he run good, stay in your lead. Now you pushing the bet in the lead.
No.
26 inch tie.
No, the bet is a small block nitrous car. And it's got it's stock everything. I mean, that's it's stock. It got all the windows in it, everything. And you don't have no. It's a fiberglass car because it's a vet, but it don't have no aftermarket fiberglass or door, shit to just strip off or nothing like that. All it's just a stock ass fucking vet on a set of 26 inch wheels.
Here we go.
26 inch tires.
Don't tell me no more.
Cheese, you said that man shouldn't take the lick upside his head and he don't have to. So you know,
man,
you know
and then I'm trying to be courteous about it. I'm trying to be courteous.
Damn it, did you see the vet behind him tell you right?
The what?
Did you see the race between the vet and Haynes game?
I missed it.
You missed it?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
Where they ran at?
Don't be trying to go see the video. You say what you say.
They ran that Madisonville boy race.
I mean, we come on, try to see the video. At the last race?
Yeah.
No, cheese. Did you ever?
Oh, I didn't get. I'll be working. Down. I don't get to see no shit like that.
They raced that Saturday in the small block shootout.
Oh, I didn't get.
They actually was going to the next round to go up against Mo, and I think Troy said Mo paid them to leave the track.
Lord, I ain't getting that shit.
That ain't true. That's just some trash, man.
Oh. Boy,
you know, trash message, man. Try to say he paid to go to the next round.
Yeah.
But, That's been a good race, Chief. The vet is a regular little vet, man. Regular little vet.
There you go. You already trying to get downsized if you lose.
I ain't trying to suck at you, man. If you look at the little car, you can have a nice little car, man. Damn.
Jeez, how many people you got in your list, Chief?
I'm gonna get with Trump, man. We need to take that damn vet up there. This weekend, hell, man, K and them got your model.
They're gonna say his model is too early.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
They gonna say his model too early.
Well, on the flyer, she says it got to be a vet and have one power adder with overdrive transmission.
It came with a 7.3 transmission. He got that in there no more. That old, whatever that thing with that first overdrive, it came with that. 700R.
Yeah,
all of them burn out. Some of them burn out power drives in them damn Corvettes.
Yeah, but they
no,
you don't have
some
overdrive. You can't.
Speed,
you got to run
stuff
with the factory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Some of them running 10 speeds. They're running the 10 speed, but they just, that's just a way to eliminate anybody coming in there with a power glide, turbo glide. 400,
yeah. 350. They eliminate that. That's what they're doing. And if you tell him he ain't gonna use no electronics, he go off the foot brake. I'm going to call KL next.
Taking notes, Chief?
Yeah. Well, I'm taking notes first. But I need to take notes first. You don't want to take notes and pictures and serial numbers and opening boxes and taking them like they came from the factory and stuff. I mean, what I need to do that for?
Chief said a man don't need to take a lick upside his head for nothing.
You don't need to take a lick upside his head? Man, you must. Hey,
leave him out my category, and y'all keep pushing him in there when you don't need to be.
I'm going to tell you not, Chief, that ain't no Travis.
Travis?
Oh, Michael, come on now, Michael. Shit. You can't do that now. Hey, can Travis get himself together
or
not? Travis together
or not? I ain't talking about Santa Cruz.
Oh,
Travis.
Did you hear about it, Travis? Your time.
Oh, man.
The green cup.
You shouldn't even bring that up, bro. Y'all shouldn't even bring that up.
Now, he was at the track. You were riding pretty good, Chief. He might want a little revenge, too.
All you got to do is ask. That's it.
What race that was? They were shooting in the ground back there. They were shooting at each other. What race that? What matter? That was who?
That was Moe.
That was his people that was shooting at each other.
That was two cousins shooting in the ground, mad at each other, tripping.
Yeah, crazy ass niggas.
Man, the car wasn't there.
That car was there too.
He came. You
were
there.
He was
calling. And him and that little Mustang. What the little Mustang? Running Buck or whatever? What was that?
Yeah, they had everything in that motherfucker that night. They had all them boys.
Yeah.
Them boys, because they get running
drunk. I don't remember seeing it.
He was there.
He was
calling.
You better be well.
You know that man wants his revenge. He wanted his rematch.
He got it way back then.
You still racing, and he's still racing. Ain't no sense in being scared.
There you go, putting somebody else on me and trying to put somebody else on.
Hey, man, you coming out racing. Don't be worried about picking nothing. Just punch hard.
No, be a prize fighter. You know what?
Is that right, Clyde?
I like that.
Just be a prize fighter, Clyde.
Yeah, but come on, Buck Clyde up. Come on, yeah.
Hey, Dilla.
Michael Dilla.
Yeah.
If you don't want to run the vet, tell him. Tracy Reed got a Mustang to set outside of him.
That's the nephew.
Dude who drive the vet. He's the one who drive the vet. He got a Mustang to sit outside you. It's a turbo car, but he'll sit outside you.
You know what? Oh, that's June Henry talking?
Yeah.
I ain't want y'all to drag
me.
My friend back in here, see? Why y'all dragging June Henry back in here, bro?
I've been sitting here all the fucking night. Listen, you talk about me like a motherfucker. You don't have to care about it. Hey, that big girl fucking Mustang sit on side your fucking ass.
Don't say you were sitting on your ass knowing you lay on your stomach because your ass soaked. Don't come with that bullshit.
But check this out, though. Check this out. At least I was sitting on my ass when I found out I was sick. At least I was sitting on my ass when I found out I was sick. I wasn't walking and passed out and broke my fucking leg. You walked outside, passed out, motherfucker, broke your fucking leg. Why the fuck you gonna talk about somebody? Come on now.
Well, yo.
Sugar dropped. He fell out and broke his fucking leg. Motherfucker, look at the mouth before you start talking about some fucking body. Look at the fucking mouth before you start talking about somebody.
Didn't I call a check on your ass?
Like I said, look in the fucking mirror before you talk about the next man that's sick, all right? So we're going to end this bullshit. I'm going to fucking Joe Henry laying on his ass. Look in the fucking mirror.
I didn't say you lay on your ass. I said you lay on your stomach. Get it straight.
On my stomach. Like I said, I can walk down the street and I ain't gonna pass out. You can't even. Somebody gotta be with you all the fucking time. You can't go to the floor by your fucking self without somebody being with you.
Who say I pass out?
You ain't got to worry. The word got to me, motherfucker. It got to me. You fucking walking and your fucking ass passed out and broke your fucking leg. Your sugar fell too low.
Okay.
You got it. You got one foot in the fucking grave already. You got to go to dialysis three times a fucking week. God damn, at least my ass did get well. Hey, look in the mirror before you talk about somebody's
sickness, bro. I go to dialysis three times a week and I'm still healthy than you.
Yeah.
And I go three times.